rich it bailed out companies, what the government gives, the government can take away. Total compensation will be cut by up to 50%. Elizabeth Warren, head of a congressional panel on bailout funds, told the CBS News Early Show the action carries a message.
If you're going to have to take taxpayer dollars, then it means the game has to change.
She acknowledges the outrage on the issue.
You really begin to wonder what it's going to take to get the attention of the people in charge of these very large corporations.
The binding order targets the 25 highest paid executives at five financial firms and two automakers rescued by the government.
I'm Jeff Gilbert in Detroit. New pay rules hurt GM more than Chrysler because Chrysler executives who came over from Fiat, like CEO Sergio Marchionne, are exempt from government set limits. Also, many of the old Chrysler executives have left. General Motors has already begun cutting the pay of its top executives. They are mostly concerned about their ability to attract new talent, as GM is reportedly looking to replace its current chief financial officer.
A consumer financial protection agency is likely to move a step closer to creation today when a House committee votes. The new department would have the responsibility for overseeing credit cards, mortgages, and other financial products. The worst fears of a Florida couple have come true with the discovery of a child's body in a Georgia landfill. CBS News correspondent Peter King's been following this story and joins us live with the latest.
Well, Nick, Clay County, Florida Sheriff Rick Beasler says his detectives uncovered the body of a missing North Florida girl last night.
And the clothing and the birthmark evidence on the knee of the small girl did match that of Summer Thompson.
Beasler tells the CBS Early Show investigators followed garbage trucks to the landfill on a hunch. He says the quick find will help detectives track down whoever killed the 7-year-old.
We have a lot to work on.
And he says an autopsy should be done by late morning. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
This is Jim Crisula. Police in Charlottesville, Virginia, are treating the disappearance of 20-year-old Morgan Harrington as a criminal investigation. Harrington was last seen at a concert at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville on Saturday night. Gil Harrington is holding out hope for her daughter, who's a junior at Virginia Tech.
It's the frustrating thing. We know so little. You know, no one disappears, and that's the piece that you want to look at. But waiting is hard.
The 20-year-old woman's purse and cell phone were found in a parking lot at UVA.
The president of Iran has said Israel should be wiped off the map, but the threatening rhetoric didn't stop envoys from both countries from sitting down together to talk about regional nuclear concerns. CBS's Bert Berger has the story.
A representative from Israel's Atomic Energy Commission met several times with an Iranian official to discuss a nuclear-free zone in the Middle East. Israel's Haaretz newspaper says the secret meetings were held in Cairo last month and were the first between the two regional enemies in 30 years. Both sides defended their own nuclear programs, and chances for an agreement are slim.
President Obama is getting some advice on where to take his policy on Afghanistan from former Vice President Dick Cheney.
It's time for President Obama to make good on his promise. The White House must stop dithering while America's...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Another storm, another memory for the metro area, but the eastern plains are still getting hammered. The State Patrol has closed I-70 in both directions from east of Denver to the Kansas border.
Genoa and Lyman and in those places, and the snow is coming sideways. The snow's building up on the roads. They can't keep it off because of the wind out there. Pretty icy conditions out there.
CDOT's Joe Tucker says adverse weather has also closed Colorado 86 between Kiowa and Lyman and U.S. 40 east out of Lyman. A 35-year-old gymnastics coach has been arrested on allegations that he inappropriately touched a teenage girl. Aurora police say James Craig is being held on $50,000 bond. Craig has been a coach at the Saddle Rock School of Gymnastics since it opened in 2007. Craig also faces a misdemeanor charge of indecent exposure in Centennial from an incident dating back to August 21st. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche lost to the Wild in Minnesota last night, but they still pick up a point because it was an overtime loss in a shootout. And the Phillies are in the World Series again. They beat the Dodgers last night and now wait for the winner of the Angels-Yankees series. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
that's a pretty good start to this morning's commute. The Denver drive looking a lot better than the beginning of yesterday's drive. However, outside the metro is where you're going to run into some trouble spots. It's going to be slick on 76, pretty much east of Fort Morgan all the way to Nebraska, that on both sides of the highway. And then I-70 shut down east of Aurora all the way to the Kansas state line due to adverse weather conditions. Speaking of the weather, today we can expect a partly sunny day with a high near 49. Currently, it is 33 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Announcing Groove Toyota Scion and Subaru on Broadway. GrooveAutomotive.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Bill Press, I mean, you know, this is one of the legendary journalists, at least in his own mind. He's a little left of Stalin, I think.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Shut the F up and step aside, you little pisshead.
Just shut up, will
you? Shut up.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Oh, my God!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
In the heezy.
A voice of certainty in an uncertain world.
The fun that's ahead of us here, folks, almost incalculable.
The Pazar cuts executive salaries 90% at the seven firms that got the big TARP money up on Wall Street. As we said, that's a good start. That's what I call it, a good start. Shook up Wall Street yesterday. And it's about time. Hey, hello, everybody, and welcome back here to the Bill Press Show. Third hour coming to you this morning here, this Thursday, October 22nd. Good to see you today. Thank you for being part of the program. You know the toll-free number. Invite your calls on any topic at any time, 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377. On the website today, your link to get your word into Harry Reid, Majority Leader Harry Reid, tell him to keep strong. We want that public plan option. It's up to him to put it in that Senate bill before it goes to the floor. Just go to the website at BillPressShow.com, follow the link to Harry Reid's office, and send him your encouragement, to send him your email. Do yourself a favor, sign up for a podcast subscription, buy a podcast subscription to the Bill Press Show, and you can listen to all 3 hours of the show or little parts of the show, whatever you might have missed or want to hear again, anytime, any place that's convenient for you. Follow the link on the website at BillPressShow.com. We welcome the entire Bill Press team here, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning.
Hi there.
Bill, good morning.
Massive team.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah, how about it? This week has suddenly seems to have gone very fast.
That's weird how that happens.
Yeah, yeah, funny how that happens when you work 3 days a week.
It seems like only seems like only the second show of the week.
Yeah, it must feel like Tuesday.
Yeah, must feel funny. But I feel better this morning than Contessa Brewer does on MSNBC. She it wasn't her finest hour yesterday. They were talking about jobs. And so they invited the Reverend Jesse Jackson in to talk about the unemployment situation in this country. She had a very unusual introduction prepared for the Reverend Jackson.
Joining me now to talk about this and the nation's real problem of joblessness, the Reverend Al Sharpton. What's your reaction to hearing someone say, you know, when it comes to income inequality, all's well. The rising tide floats all boats.
I'm Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Ooh. Right. I'm so sorry. The script in front of me said Reverend Al Sharpton. I'm looking at your face. I know who you are, Reverend Jackson. We all do. I'm sorry.
Ooh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That is the best. Look at the monitor. You know, hello, Contessa. She's got the monitor in front of her. He may not be in the studio, but she's looking at him on camera. Yeah. She knows who it is.
One thing is she was talking to him on the radio and didn't see his face, you know, and...
Well, even then, she ought to know.
Even then,
she ought to know. She ought to know who the hell she's talking to. Yeah. But yeah, but still, what, television, all the more reason.
I love how she just says right there, "Oh, I'm looking at your face, but I'm too stupid to put that together."
Very awkward.
All I know is how to read this script.
Very awkward pause, right when the Reverend Jackson is saying, "What do I call her?" Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
He should.
Thank you very much, Chris Matthews.
That's what he should. No, that's right. He should have said something like that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. God.
Yes. Thank you, Greta Van Susteren.
Yeah, right.
But I know who's coming up on the show a little bit later here. In fact, we're going to kick off this hour with the Honorable Whip of the House of Representatives, James Clyburn from South Carolina, and then Ken Walsh, White House reporter for U.S. News and World Report, joining us in just about 20 minutes or so. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Philadelphia Phillies in the World Series for a second year in a row, becoming National League champions over the L.A. Dodgers 10-4 last night, taking the series 4-1. With that win, plenty of smack talk from ABC's Jake Tapper or NBC's Chuck Todd over Twitter last night. The two having a bet going on known as the Goatee Gambles. One, Chuck Todd has to shave his branded goatee off or give $1,000 to charity of Jake's choice.
I would rather pay the $1,000 than shave the goatee if I were Chuck Todd.
Really?
That's a weak bet, though, man.
We'll see. When I get down the White House today, the first thing I'm going to look for, Chuck Todd.
Steroids can be useful in sports. That's what Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban says. The NBA team owner says he supports using steroids administered under a doctor's care to help heal injuries. He feels that as long as there are no negative long-term health impacts, he's all for it.
Oh, he kills me.
I know. But you know what? They're not going to get rid of steroids, so in a sense, maybe he's right.
Even with the down economy, college costs continue to rise. Consumerists and Campus Grotto are out with the annual list of America's most expensive universities. Taking the cake, Sarah Lawrence, charging over $54,000 a year. It's followed closely by New York University and George Washington, both over $50K.
Number 11 on the list was the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Yes, indeed. 12 minutes after the hour. All eyes still on the Senate, particularly where Senator Harry Reid has the task of cobbling together a health care bill that will go to the floor, taking the best elements of the Senate Health Committee bill and the best elements of the Senate Finance Committee bill. We'll get that bill out of the Senate, hopefully with a public plan option, and then we'll have a strong bill coming out of the House. But how soon is that going to happen, and what can we expect to be in it? For some guidance on that issue and others, we turn to our good friend and a great Democratic leader of the House of Representatives, the Honorable Whip from South Carolina, the Honorable James Clyburn. Hey, Congressman, good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good to be back with you today. So when is this all going to come to pass? Are we going to see this South Care reform before the end of the year, before Thanksgiving? What do you think?
Well, I think it'll be before the end of the year, definitely. I do think there's an outside chance that we could get something done by Thanksgiving. But I don't hold out high hopes for that. I think that the House will probably start its deliberation around the ending of the first week of November. As you know, Veterans Day comes the second week, and that will be a sort of a truncated week for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll probably be the third week of November before anything definitive gets done by the House. And then we'll get into conference, and hopefully the conference will reveal a report before Christmas.
Now, Honorable Whip, we've had some members of Congress on the show here, and there have been some reports in the Hill and in roll call where some legislators feel that things could move faster and we'd be more certain to get the public plan option if President Obama were more visible, more outspoken, more upfront on this issue. Do you think the president is showing enough leadership on this issue?
Well, I really believe that it's at the time of the conference that the White House ought to get engaged. I do believe that if the president were to get engaged too much with the Senate, I'm, for one, would be a little concerned about him not allowing the House to be as creative as we can be. If he were to get involved with the House, then the Senate would be upset. So I really believe that the time for the president and the White House to become engaged is when both houses have finished their work, and then we go into negotiating a final product in conference. Let's take, for instance, this whole thing that we
let me ask you, is there a way for the White House to be involved in those conference committee conversations?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My Lord, the White House was so involved when we were conferencing the the recovery package until I was upset a couple of times about trying to get things negotiated because the White House is almost always involving conferences.
Okay. So they won't be at the table, or will they? At the table?
No, they won't be at the table, but
on the phone.
There'll be a lot of backroom stuff taking place.
Yeah. And at that point, do you think that that's the time, you say, then for the president to come in when it's in conference and really push for the public plan option?
Well, he'll have much a better idea of what to go back to each body and get approved. If he were to get involved right now with the Senate, not knowing what the will of the House is, it could very well disrupt things too much. Mm-hmm. I think that when he sits and sees what the Senate has produced and then the House has produced, he will have a much better idea as to what will be acceptable to both bodies after we produce a conference report.
Now, Congressman, yesterday in the Hill newspaper, I'm sure you saw it, the headline was Medicare for Everyone. The reporting that some members of the House, at least, are starting to talk about the public plan option as Medicare Part E, meaning...
Yes, sir, and I'm one of those. I have been talking about it for some time. I first heard that branding from Jim Oberstar, I've heard it in the media since. There are a lot of people all across the spectrum who feel very comfortable with the term Medicare. Those people who are familiar with the program feel it's a good thing to do. And so I really believe that people got afraid of public option as being something new, mm-hmm. and something too big for them to chew on. But they have been with Medicare now for, 30 years, and they feel it's the way to go. In fact, 40 years, I guess.
40 years, 40 years,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, they've been with Medicare.
Yeah, you know, no, I think it makes a lot of sense. In fact, I'd have to say hindsight is always 20/20, right? But I think
absolutely.
We'd been better off if we'd all started talking about the public plan option as Medicare Part E, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't know what took us so long to get to that. But it had been bandied around for a while. People just never picked up on it.
Honorable James Clyburn, Whip of the House of Representatives, here, our guest on the Bill Press Show. A couple of other issues I wanted to ask you about. There was a report yesterday, Congressman, I know this is something you, I'm sure, have been dealing with, that Democratic Congressman Towns, who is a head of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, locked the Republicans out of the meeting room. Is this an appropriate gesture? I mean, I remember when Bill Roberts from California, Republican, did it to the Democrats raised hell.
Yes, that's true. I did read that, and I have been in discussions with Mr. Towns, and I think that he and Mr. Issel have buried the hatchet, and I understand that they had meetings on yesterday and last evening, and they have... reconciled to the point that I think we'll get a committee function together again.
All right, no more lockout there on that side, huh?
I don't think so.
All right, now yesterday, you also may know, the White House in the last couple of weeks have made some critical comments about Fox News not being a legitimate news organization. So yesterday, Senator Lamar Alexander went on the floor and accused the president of, because of his comments about Fox News, of making an enemies list. And then Judd Gregg, senator from New Hampshire, stood up. And here's a phrase that he used, Congressman. I'd like you to listen, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
I take it the senator from Tennessee is suggesting that this administration is nixifying the White House. Is that correct?
Well, that's a word I hadn't thought of. What I'm seeing is some of the same signs I saw as a young man in the early stages of the Nixon administration. I'm seeing those same signs in the Obama White House, and I'm suggesting that going down that road leads to no good end. Nixifying is an interesting way to describe it.
I mean, I've just made that word up. I hope it'll be added to the lexicon.
I think it will.
That's good.
So are they nixifying the White House?
That's quite interesting, quite interesting. I'll tell you what. I think that when you're out on TV and radio throughout the media, making very clear that you are going to be very measured in how you deal with certain representatives of the media, That's not keeping a list. That is just broadcasting exactly how you're going to act and interact with them. And so that's no enemies list. Those of us who operate in the media, we know that there are people who you can have certain discussions with, and there are people you expect certain things from. And if you're really looking for some objective interpretation or some objective reporting of what it is that you're saying and doing, some people you don't sit down with. And so that's all this is. And I think that most people in the American public know that. People who watch the media, they know who is biased and who is biased in what direction.
Well, what I love about it, Congressman, is that when these two Republicans really want to insult somebody, right, they compare him to a Republican.
Well, that is kind of interesting, and one that they defended profusely when he was conducting his business.
Exactly, exactly. Hey, Honorable Whip, good to have you with us today again, Congressman James Clyburn. Always good to have you here. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, great. James Clyburn, I love that guy. He's got the voice. Talk about the voice of God. He really does. Nixifying the White House. He doesn't think so.
I consider the President of the United States the smartest political person in the world.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
Except maybe myself.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Did you know that last year smoking-related diseases killed 1 in 10 adults globally and nearly 500,000 people in the United States alone? How many times have you tried to quit smoking only to start back up again? How would you like to try an electronic smoking device for free that looks and tastes just like the real thing? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor for Smoke Assist, the revolutionary electronic smoking device that really satisfies. No tobacco, no smell, no tar, no stained teeth, no smelly clothes, and no more guilt. Live a healthy lifestyle for you and your loved ones. Now you can get Smoke Assist, $130 value for free. Improve your life today and be healthy. I'm so confident that Smoke Assist will work for you that I'm going to give it to you for free.
Get Smoke Assist right now for free. Call 800-859-0761. Get one for you or a friend. 800-859-0761. Limited free offer, so call now. 800-859-0761. That's 800-859-0761.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this. Business.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 47.com. Freedom47.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, it's a totally different story than yesterday. We're still pretty decent around the metro. Might have some wet roads, but splashback isn't that big of a factor. Heaviest jam southbound 25, 104th to 84th. Got a surface street crash northbound Santa Fe at C-470 down on the south end. But our major story, I-70 shut down from Air Park to the Kansas State line due to adverse weather conditions. Your forecast today, patchy morning fog, becoming mostly cloudy and still cold with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
How about you get hit in an automobile accident? Well, when it comes to doing insurance companies, they are the worst. You don't get the damages you deserve? I got two guys you ought to talk to, Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They're not going to allow any insurance company or big corporation to put your back against the wall.
Mike Turner and Scott Henderson Law Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
When precious metals are high, gold buyers seem to pop up like mushrooms.
and disappear just as rapidly. In today's uncertain world, Rocky Mountain Coin continues to offer the same high prices for gold in all forms, with honesty and integrity, which they've provided for their customers at the same location for over 30 years. Rocky Mountain Coin doesn't just buy on weekends, but today, tomorrow, and the next day. They know they can always beat any jewelry store, pawn shop, weekend hotel, and internet buyer's prices. Therefore, Rocky Mountain Coin gives you this ironclad guarantee. Shop any advertising gold buyer. If Rocky Mountain Coin can't beat the highest legitimate offer, they'll pay you 300% of the difference. That's right, 300% of the difference. Rocky Mountain Coin, located at 538 South Broadway in Denver. Open 9:30 to 5 on weekdays and 10 to 3 on Saturdays. Call them at 303-777-GOLD or find them on the web at RockyMountainCoin.com. 5 times the receiver of the Gold Star Award from the Better Business Bureau. And on Tom Martino's referral list at Troubleshooter.com.
Here, AM.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarIPS.com.
Really is out to get him. And as the president's analyst said, hooray, I'm not paranoid. They are trying to kill me.
I mean, there's no doubt if you watch.
Difference.
Yeah, it's a big difference, right. I mean, if you watch Fox, they are a 24/7 propaganda operation. They are not a news organization. Their political shows are total anti-Obama, and even their so-called news shows, if you watch them, the stories that they talk about, the slant that they take, the people they have on, that's what they've decided to be. That's who they are, right? But don't pretend otherwise.
Well, the president calls them out on that. He's not being Nixon.
No.
He's not paranoid. He's just calling it like it is.
No, I know. But you know what? Thanks, David. All these Republicans have is name-calling. That's all. I mean, they have no plan of their own, no ideas of their own, no legislation of their own. I mean, they just if Obama's for it, they're against it, and then they just lay back and call them names. By the way, speaking of the president yesterday and on this issue of Fox, he was asked about this by Savannah Guthrie from NBC with an interview that she did with the president yesterday.
Yeah, I think that what our advisors simply said is that we are going to take media as it comes. And if media is operating basically as a talk radio format, then that's one thing. And if it's operating as a news outlet, then that's another. But it's not something I'm losing a lot of sleep over.
Yeah, I think it's a very perceptive comment. I mean, if you think about it, that's really what Fox News has become, if not what it always was. It is right-wing talk radio on television. Yep, that's it. Ken Walsh next.
This is the Bill Press Show. Times are tough. High car repair bills are getting more expensive. Consider the fact that replacing your power steering could cost over $620. A new engine or transmission could set you back well over $3,000. Consumers Choice Auto Care wants to give you a free, no-obligation quote, so these repair bills cost you nothing. With an extended service plan, you choose the repair shop you want, and we cut them a check directly. Get a free consultation on a solid 5-year, 100,000-mile extended vehicle service agreement, no matter how many miles are on your car. You pick your own coverage, deductible, and payment plan. You even pick your own repair shop, and we pick up the bill. For a very limited time, the first 10 callers get a 25% discount if you call now with your current mileage. For your free quote, call 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209. Don't wait. Protect yourself from future expensive repair bills. Call 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, the major story we're covering this morning in traffic is I-70 being shut down. Air Park to the Kansas State line got blowing snow, some really bad weather conditions. We'll let you know as soon as they reopen that. Back around town, things pretty normal for us, a lot better than yesterday. Northbound Santa Fe got a crash there at C-470 in Highlands Ranch. Forecast, patchy fog followed by sunshine before clouds roll in this afternoon. Still chilly, though, with a high near 48. It's currently 35 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM-760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that means a whole month of eating donuts guilt-free. To help you do it, King Soopers offers more than 50 varieties of donuts made fresh every day. Pick some up on your way to work and bask in the love of your coworkers. Celebrate National Donut Month with King Soopers.
If you have flu-like symptoms, stay home, recover, and keep others well. This might mean postponing your travel plans. Don't travel until 7 days after symptoms begin, or until you've been symptom-free for 24 hours, whichever is longer. Think about those around you. Remember that you would want sick people to stay home to protect your health.
To learn more, visit flu.gov. A message from the Colorado Health Department.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes, and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
Face it, we all want our vehicles to work, every day, every time. So at Cottman Transmission, we deliver superior service and workmanship to get your vehicle back on the road. We also deliver convenience to make your life run smoothly. We'll pick you up and drop you off while your car is being worked on. We answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you need us, we're here. Call us at 303-761-8841 for an honest quote on what you need or don't need done. Cottman Transmission, 2630 South Broadway.
I'm Ellie the Mammoth, and my friend Sid the Sloth knows what being a great parent is all about.
I'm responsible, loving, nurturing.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
The Bill Press Show brought to you by the International Association of Iron Workers. Good men and women of the Iron Workers Union don't go to the office. They build the office. Visit their website. Find out more about their work at www.ironworkers.org. So here we go with the Bill Press Show. This Thursday edition, October 22nd, coming to you live, coast to coast, to President. Busy, busy day today after meeting with the senior advisors. He's going to have lunch with Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Then he'll sign the Veterans Health Care Budget Bill into law, which guarantees a regular flow of money to veterans for their health care, one of the promises that he made during the campaign, fixing those problems. And then he's going to be meeting with Secretary of the Treasury Tim Geithner and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. A lot's going on at the White House today. They're watching it all, as he always is, and I hope to see him a little bit later this morning at the briefing. Ken Walsh, White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report, just scored a big interview with President Obama. Hey, Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to join you again. Tell us about the interview. When was it and where was it?
Well, it was actually about a week and a half ago. It was in the Oval Office.
Uh-huh.
We decided that we wanted to do something a little different, so we focused on the president as a leader in crisis. And so it's coming out next week in a cover story that I wrote about President Obama as a crisis leader. So
yeah,
that's what I focused on.
The head of it, the headline on it is "The Toughest Job in the World." Obviously, it's a job with a lot of stress. How do you think he's handling the stress and handling the pressure?
Well, funny you should ask that, because I asked him that. And He said he spends time with his family. He exercises. In fact, he said exercise was the top thing. And it's always an interesting topic. It may seem like a small notion, but this is very important for presidents to sort of try to get away from things somehow. But
George Bush used to work out every day.
He did, yeah. Yep. Remember, he used to jog, and then he hurt his knees, and he started to go mountain biking.
Right.
But, you know, the other interesting thing is, you know, we speculate a lot about what makes a president tick, and President Obama still does play basketball, a team sport, so you wonder, you know, does that give an insight also into his character and governing style, so a guy who works with others.
Well, watching him as we do at the White House, what strikes me is, and look, he's had his share. He hasn't had a 9/11, thank God, right? But he's had his share of pretty important issues, the economic collapse and having to get a new Supreme Court justice and then the war in Afghanistan, war in Iraq, you go on and on and on. He seems to be pretty unflappable in the middle of it.
He does. And, you know, I write my presidency column on that this week for the magazine, just focusing on that notion of just sort of the unflappable Barack Obama. And that came out in the interview as well. I remember when I first started covering the White House way back in 86, President Reagan's advisors used to say he was comfortable in his own skin.
Yeah.
That's exactly the same for President Obama. You know, no matter sort of what kind of pitches he gets, he's always standing at the plate, doesn't back off, and he's a very, you know, we talk about unflappable. He also radiates the sense of confidence and calm, and that came through when I was talking to him. I tried to get him to talk about the things that do sort of get him emotional, and he talked about, as so often happens with presidents, sending troops into harm's way. And meeting with the families of the fallen, the families of soldiers who've been killed in Afghanistan and Iraq. And but even there, you know, President Bush used to actually, you know, get weep at these things.
Right.
And but President Obama, I don't get that. I mean, maybe he does, but that's another part of him. He's so unemotional that some people feel he's really should show some more emotion.
What is his decision making process?
Well, that's another big part of this package. He says he uses the same techniques that he uses on everything else, but of course the stakes are much higher in a crisis. He's very deliberative. And we see this now playing out in Afghanistan particularly. He doesn't rush, you know, unless he feels like it's something he has to make a decision on urgently. Asks a lot of questions, and you know, with Afghanistan, that's exactly what's happening. Doesn't like to feel that he's being pressured by anybody to make a decision quickly, just on his own timetable. Now, this, you know, some people criticize him for taking too long, but it's very clear that he just will not be rushed. He is going to just ask questions, and he's also, when I talked to him, was very emphatic on the idea that he's willing to change his mind when information and circumstances change. That's something we didn't get with President Bush hardly ever.
Right. Now, you mentioned that he's willing to take his time. Not everybody is willing to give him so much time. Here is the former vice president last night.
Right. Waffling while our troops on the ground face an emboldened enemy endangers them and hurts our cause.
So by taking so much time, is he opening himself up to that kind of waffling criticism?
Sure. No, he definitely is. Now, you know, he's been taking some time on Afghanistan, but he feels that he says he wants to make the right decision. But he does open himself to this idea that he takes his time. He's too deliberative. Not that he can't make a decision quickly, and we've seen that. He has done that. You know, no president in recent times has been thrown into the cauldron, as you said initially, Bill, of decisions he had to make more than President Obama without a breather. I mean, the economy's collapsing. You've got two wars. Remember the Somali pirates, you know, that was a mini crisis. But he had to decide that one very quickly when an American captain was held hostage on the high seas. And he did order the Navy SEALs to take these pirates out and kill them. And that's got to be something, you know, that gives a new president pause, you know, taking life like that. But he did. That's a case where he did decide quickly.
Yeah. And I don't remember Vice President Cheney standing up and saying, way to go, Mr. President. You know,
exactly.
But of course.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, I also think, I have to say this editorial comment, that I think the president is right to take his time deciding whether or not to send more troops. And that was, to me, more and more confirmed by what we saw this week with the election now being officially declared fraudulent and Karzai agreeing that we're going to have a rerun of the election. You know,
right.
With that kind of instability there, I think very wise to pause before leaping.
Yeah, well, I just to make another quick point, we're right in, I think it's actually this week, the anniversary of the Cuban Missile Crisis, long ago with President Kennedy. And that's a case where even under, you know, very crisis and urgent conditions, Kennedy took his time, asked questions,
mm-hmm.
you know, really scrubbed the whole issue to decide what to do after having not done very well in making decisions in the Bay of Pigs in his first year, in his second year, partly because he was deliberative. In this ultimate crisis, one of the worst we've ever had, he did take his time as well as he could under those circumstances and quiz the generals and so on about what to do.
Yeah, he took his time there where he didn't on the Bay of Pigs.
Yeah, exactly.
So, right.
Exactly. I think there's a certain parallel there to Afghanistan.
Ken Walsh, the White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report, our guest here on today's Bill Press Show. Ken, you mentioned you've been covering the White House since 1986. Didn't know it goes that far back. But so you have seen other presidents have sometimes sour relations with either the media in general or one particular branch of the media. Now it happens to be with the Obama White House, Fox News,
right.
No surprise. But the White House has really got kind of, they've just decided they're not going to sit back and take it anymore. They've almost declared war on Fox. Is it a war they can ever win? Do you think it's the right strategy?
You know, I have serious questions about whether it's the right strategy. Being a journalist, I don't like it when a president takes out after a news organization or a president's staff, which is what's happening here.
But if anybody deserves it, Fox does.
Well, you know, no? That's the argument, yeah, that Fox has just been way off on the right side of things, the right wing, you know, yeah. Conservative side of things. And I think from what I'm gathering from the White House, as you say, they just wouldn't take it anymore. You have this trio of very conservative, very hostile critics, Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, and Sean Hannity, who are constantly pounding the White House. And so I think they just felt like this is time to stop this. Now, in all the years I've done this, I haven't seen a White House declare war on a news organization in this way, saying it's not really a news organization.
Mm-hmm.
And Anita Dunn, the White House communications director, said she said it's an arm of the Republican Party. There have been many, many cases where White Houses have distance themselves from the media and so on, and I myself have run crosswise with White Houses many times. But I think the other part of this is that when President Bush, the son, used to do this, it used to rally his base, that there's nothing they
right.
love better than to have the president take out after the mainstream media, which they used to hate. They still do. So I guess you'd see presumably some rallying of President Obama's base when his people take out after the Fox.
Yeah.
I would presume that's going to happen.
But the other thing is, you know, Fox still has the megaphone.
They do. And their ratings are
right.
very good. And,
yeah.
you know, and so this is going to rally, you know, their people, too. So.
Well,
that's the way it's going to happen, it looks like.
I know, exactly. Well, we got lots to talk about when we get down there today, briefing at 12:30
exactly.
or thereabouts, East Coast time. I'll be looking for you. Ken, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, great. Ken Walsh's interview with President Obama in the next edition of U.S. News and World Report. I've read it. It's got an advanced copy of it. The Toughest Job in the World. Some good insights into how President Obama approaches the job of being president. And when we come back, a great story about a union action out in Chicago that I thought is very important that you all ought to know about. Maybe we can give them a little support and find out all about it.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Felix. I've been doing body art tattoos for over 15 years. It's amazing. I get people in here all the time. They'll ask me about fading or removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. Up till this year, I've really had nothing to help that is effective and painless. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy three-step daily fading system. In just a few months, the darkest, deepest pigments, they easily start to fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret. It's my only recommendation if you want to clear the canvas of some real funky body art.
Wrecking Ball, the devastatingly effective tattoo fade system. Undemanding daily fading. Zero pain, zero discomfort.
Call right now for your in-home 60-day risk-free trial of Wrecking Balm at 1-800-507-4206. That's 1-800-507-4206. Fade your tattoo now by calling 1-800-507-4206. That's 1-800-507-4206.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Traffic's a lot better for you this morning than yesterday. We do see some heavier jams, though, on southbound 25. Usual spots, North Glen, again, near downtown. A couple crashes, northbound Santa Fe at C-470. One westbound Hamden, just east of Wadsworth. The big story, though, eastbound I-70 shut down from Air Park to Kansas State Line due to adverse weather conditions. We'll let you know as soon as they reopen that stretch of highway. Forecast, patchy morning fog becoming mostly cloudy. Still cold, though, highs in the upper 40s. Right now we're at 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Home Depot has special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. If your furnace just went south for the winter, that should come as very good news. Even better, pick an Energy Star qualified furnace and enjoy 15% more energy efficiency plus lower energy bills. Make the most of a chilly situation with special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 28th, U.S. only. See store for details.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Here, AM 760.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Yeah, the bankers, you know, the same guys who were responsible for sending this nation's economy to hell and back last, we're not all the way back, last fall. We're still suffering from the mess that they created. A good step yesterday on the part of the Pazar for those banks that got TARP money to cut their executive salaries by 90%, their total compensation by 50%. But the bankers, the rest of the banks are still getting back into the groove with the same old tricky investments that they were trying to sell people, fraudulent investments, and also back with the same old levels of executive compensation. So the SEIU, proud sponsors of the show here too, are holding an action next week to protest at the American Bankers Association. It's all being organized by SEIU's Illinois State Council. Its executive director, Jerry Morrison, joining us here on the Bill Press Show. Hey, my union brother, Jerry, good to have you with us.
Bill, how are you doing this morning?
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, so what are the plans for next week? You're going to raise hell.
We had all kinds of, we have a weekend of activities planned for our friends from the American Bankers Association. I don't want to divulge what all of them are.
Okay. You got a big welcome.
Special surprises.
Big welcome for them to Chicago, huh?
Exactly. We're going to have a special Chicago welcome. And come Tuesday, all these activities are going to culminate in a mass march and rally, which is going to converge on the Sheraton Hotel, 301 West North Water Street, 11 a.m. Be there. If you've got a gripe with the banks, and that would be millions of Americans, we need you there to show support, because these banks need to be put under control now. It's time for, it's clear it's time for bank reform.
Well, I think these bankers, Jerry, feel that it's back to business as usual, right?
Bill, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, I was looking at figures yesterday. It's astounding. They're paying out the same exact money in bonuses, $150 billion this year, when after the worst recession since the Great Depression. They're paying out the same in bonuses as they did in 2007 at the height of the market. I mean, I would love to have a job. It doesn't matter whether you do a good job or not. You make out like bandits.
Yeah, I mean, after what they did to this economy, right, and even though some of them may not have directly received TARP money, they all benefited from the TARP money, because
absolutely.
TARP money kept Wall Street going.
You know, and here's what they're doing to people. I talked to a gentleman yesterday, works out at Quad City Diecast in Rock Island, Illinois. 75-year-old company, has plenty of customers, closing its doors, laying off 150 men and women, good-paying union jobs, because Wells Fargo has cut them off of financing. They can't get a loan anymore. This man loses his job of 20 years, Wells Fargo won't lend his company money anymore, turns around, Bank of America's foreclosing on his home.
Now, I want to come back to this. There are a lot of stories like that around the country. I want to come back to your big action. It's where you want really people to show up, right, is on Tuesday?
Absolutely.
Tuesday, is that the 27th?
I don't know. Tuesday the 27th, 11 a.m., outside the Sheraton Hotel right on the Chicago River. Everyone knows it. Big hotel.
Is that the Sheraton Tower right there in Columbus, the corner of Columbus?
Exactly. That backs up on the Chicago River.
Right. I was just there for 2 days. I know that hotel well.
Lovely hotel, isn't it?
And it's right across the street from NBC headquarters.
Right across the street from SCIU. So we figured, you know, they're in the neighborhood. We should stop by and visit them.
Perfectly. Now, I know you've got a website at it's stopbankgreed.org. We'll put a link up on our show website to make it easier for people to find get the information. stopbankgreed.org. So what can people do if they want to help out, Jerry, and get the message to these bankers that we don't want it to be business as usual? It's time for some reform of these banks.
Right. Well, if you're in Chicago or if you're near Chicago, we have thousands of people coming in Chicago from all over town. We're hosting people. So if you need some place to stay, go to our website. We'll help set you up. This is going to be the largest protest of the banks since the economic collapse. There are going to be thousands upon thousands of people here in the street. We're going to have great speakers like Rich Trumka, president of the AFL-CIO.
Great.
Anna Berger, president of Change to Win.
Great.
The religious leaders there. It's going to be a great day, lots of activity. We need you there. We got to send a message not only to Wall Street but to Washington that now is the time to reform the banks.
It's an important opportunity to make a great statement, Jerry. Thanks for doing this. Again, Jerry Morrison's executive director of the SEIU Illinois State Council, and this action aimed at the American Bankers Association is next Tuesday, October 27, right in downtown Chicago. So go to the website, stopbankgreed.org, and find your directions, find out what it is, and show up and join the march. Thanks, Jerry, so much. Good luck. We'll be watching.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Great. There it is. Chicago, right in the same hotel I was staying. Damn, I left early, too early.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Did you know that last year smoking-related diseases killed 1 in 10 adults globally? And nearly 500,000 people in the United States alone. How many times have you tried to quit smoking only to start back up again? How would you like to try an electronic smoking device for free that looks and tastes just like the real thing? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor for Smoke Assist, the revolutionary electronic smoking device that really satisfies. No tobacco, no smell, no tar, no stained teeth, no smelly clothes, and no more guilt. Live a healthy lifestyle for you and your loved ones. Now you can get Smoke Assist, $130 value for free. Improve your life today and be healthy. I'm so confident that Smoke Assist will work for you that I'm going to give it to you for free.
Get Smoke Assist right now for free. Call 800-859-0761. Get one for you or a friend. 800-859-0761. Limited free offer, so call now. 800-859-0761. That's 800-859-0761.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
With gold trading at record highs, screaming offers to buy such as paying 40% more, paying $100 over market price, or this week only, are blasting the airwaves. The bottom line is, what are you really getting paid for by the ounce, penny weight, or gram? Is the buyer ready and willing to answer your questions? Is buying or selling gold their primary business every day? Are their scales certified by the state and in view? Is the latest gold price posted? Rocky Mountain Coin, Colorado's leading precious metals exchange, meets these standards and continues to provide the most competitive price and service with honor and integrity. A five-time receiver of the Gold Star Award from the Better Business Bureau and on Tom Martino's referral list. Visit them at 538 South Broadway, same location for over 30 years. Call them at 303-777-GOLD or online at RockyMountainCoin.com. Gold, silver, rare coins and currency. Best service, best price, always. That's Rocky Mountain Coin.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Thursday, October 22nd, we wind up my parting shot for today. Hey, wait a minute. This is really getting nasty. You know, it's okay for Republicans to disagree with President Obama, but now they've gone too far. Two Republican senators, Lamar Alexander and Judd Gregg, the same Judd Gregg that Obama once named Commerce Secretary, they've accused Obama of Nixifying the White House because of his feud with Fox News. Boy, they really know how to hurt a Democrat. Compare him to a Republican. Yeah, Obama's just like Nixon, they say, because he's compiling an enemies list and he won't sit down and talk with Republicans, which is not only silly, it's stupid. Obama doesn't have an enemies list. Fox has the enemies list with only one name on it, Barack Obama. And no Democratic president has done more to reach out to Republicans than Barack Obama, only to be stabbed in the back time and time again. No, Obama's not Nixifying the White House, but Alexander, Gregg, McConnell, and others are Beckifying the United States Senate. In other words, like Glenn Beck, they're nothing but a big bunch of crybabies. That's my parting shot for today, folks. Down at the White House to check on Afghanistan and health care and the war on Fox. And I'll be back and tell you all about it tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes, and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Monday afternoon, she was walking home from school in Orange Park, Florida. Now, authorities have tentatively ID'd 7-year-old Summer Thompson's body, found in a Georgia landfill. Live to CBS's Peter King in Orlando. Peter, do police have any idea what happened?
Steve, if they do, they're not saying, but Clay County, Florida Sheriff Rick Beasler says the quick discovery of the body will help them find out.
This was the break in the case that we needed. Now we just need one more break in actually getting our hands on the people responsible for doing this.
He tells the CBS Early Show detectives went to the landfill on a hunch.
Summer disappeared about 2:30 on Monday afternoon, and we knew that the garbage trucks ran in that vicinity on Tuesday morning.
In autopsy could be done in just a few hours. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
Our tax dollars bailed out their companies. Now the pay czar at the White House is poised to make top executives at 7 firms from Wall Street to the Motor City pay. Live to the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer.
The Treasury Department will order bailed out companies to sharply cut the compensation of highest paid executives. Elizabeth Warren, head of the Congressional Panel on Bailout Funds, told CBS News the game has to change for the bosses at the rescued companies.
Unemployment is now running at almost 10%. Millions of families are facing foreclosure on their homes. And yet the executives want to say, I take your money when I make mistakes.
The binding order affecting 7 companies will be announced this afternoon. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A House committee takes the first step today toward creating a new consumer financial protection agency regulating credit cards and mortgages. The government says the number of freshly laid off workers filing for jobless benefits rose more than expected last week, a sign that employers are still reluctant to hire. A new survey finds 65% of workers now believe they'll have to work past retirement because of the recession. 60-year-old Helen Lilly in Petersburg, Illinois, is looking for work now that her family's 401k is hurting.
We just couldn't believe the amount of money that we had and then was gone. We have a son that just moved to Florida, and we aren't going to make it down there for Christmas.
Her retired husband is now driving a bus. An Israeli newspaper says a top Israeli nuclear official met face-to-face with an Iranian counterpart last month.
They agreed to meet to discuss nuclear issues, including how to turn the Middle East into a nuclear-free zone.
Journalist Yossi Melman says the meeting yielded no apparent breakthroughs. Microsoft hopes to turn the page on the much-maligned Vista operating system, today unveiling Windows 7.
When something new comes out, it's good to stay current with the latest and greatest. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be the guinea pig of it.
And critics say Windows 7 is an improvement. A judge in the Bahamas has ordered a retrial in the John Travolta extortion case because of possible juror misconduct. S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. If your furnace just went south for the winter, that should come as very good news. Even better, pick an Energy Star qualified furnace and enjoy 15% more energy efficiency plus lower energy bills. Make the most of a chilly situation with special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 28th, U.S. only. See store for details.
You work hard to stay healthy. Now at GNC and GNC.com, there's a sale that works hard for you. Our semi-annual Buy One VitaPack program, Get One Half Price Sale. Heart health, joint health, or more energy, each convenient pack gives you the specific vitamins and supplements you need every day. Buy One VitaPack program, choose a second one at half price. Our GNC sales associates make good health easy. Give us 5 minutes. Profit for life. GNC. Live well. Only at participating GNC stores. Second product must be of equal or lesser value. See store for details.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. After being closed all night from DIA to the Kansas border, westbound I-70 is now open. But CDOT's Joe Tucker says he has no idea when the eastbound lanes will reopen.
The wind has to die down, and the guys working out on the roads got to be able to get the snow and the ice cleared off as much as they can before they reopen it. It all comes out to a safety factor for the traveling public.
Tucker says that Colorado Highway 86 between Kiowa and Lyman and U.S. Highway 40 east out of Lyman are also closed. Another sign that winter seems to have arrived in Colorado, Trail Ridge Road is officially closed for the season. The country's highest continually paved road has actually been closed since October 4th because of high winds and drifting snow. The road's average winter closing date is usually October 23rd. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche lost to the Minnesota Wild last night. The Avs do still pick up a point, though. It was an overtime loss in a shootout. And the Philadelphia Phillies are in the World Series again. They beat the Dodgers last night to win that series. They now wait for the winner of the Angels-Yankees series. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where southbound I-25 is busy from 104th towards 84th. We've got a highway accident. This is eastbound 6th Avenue right around Federal. We've got a couple different crashes on Hampton. One of them is just east of Wadsworth. Sounds like the other one is at Sheridan. Lots of emergency crews are responding to those. We've got a two-car crash. This is on Sheridan north of 76. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be partly sunny with a high near 49. Overnight low dropping down to 30 degrees. Currently, it is 33. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on October 27th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
The Home Depot.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874 or online at SolSourceInc.com.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Well, it's not snowing out there, but it looks like there's snow all over the place. It looks like winter out there. Pea soup sky. Snow on top of the roofs and trees. It's going up to 40 in the 40s today and then up into the 50s later on in the week. So we should get a little better weather over the weekend. A lot of news out there today. We got a busy show. At 8:30, we're going to be joined by Westward's Jared Jakang Marr about whether Denver is killing dogs that aren't actually pit bulls. At 9, Congressman Brad Sherman of California will join us to talk about a secret part of the Wall Street bailout that you may not have heard about that he says may be getting out of control. And then at 9:30, we were supposed to have Chuck Klosterman on yesterday. We got our schedule screwed up a little bit. He will be on with us at 9:30, the rock music and culture critic. That's at 9:30. And we're going to be talking today in the first couple hours here about a controversial comment made by T. Boone Pickens yesterday, the oil baron who we've had on this show. He went before Congress and made a controversial comment about what the United States is supposedly entitled to. But first, let's get to our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
So as I said, T. Boone Pickens making this comment that the United States, he says, is entitled to Iraq's oil. That was a piece of testimony he gave to Congress yesterday, saying that because of the blood and treasure we've spent on the Iraq invasion, we are entitled to Iraq's oil. We're going to get back to that in a few minutes, but I wanted to fill you in on exactly what he said, and that is reported by Reuters this morning. To Wall Street News, the New York Times reports that responding to the furor over executive pay at companies bailed out with taxpayer money, the Obama administration will order the firms that receive the most aid to slash compensation to their highest paid employees. The plan for the 25 top earners at 7 companies that received exceptional help will on average cut total compensation this year by about 50%. The companies are Citigroup, Bank of America, American International Group, General Motors, and Chrysler, and the financing arms of those two auto companies. So this is a very, very good step in the right direction. But don't let it fool you into thinking that it's a substitute for Wall Street reform. for real regulatory reform. Washington Post poll reports that Americans have become increasingly alarmed about the swine flu, but many are wary about getting vaccinated against the disease. As the H1N1 virus continues to spread nationwide, a majority surveyed, 52%, now say they are a great deal or somewhat worried that they or someone in their household will be infected with it, up from 39% of those polled in August. At the same time, though, many Americans are hesitant about being vaccinated or having their children inoculated. More than 6 in 10 say they will not get vaccinated, and only 52% of parents say they plan to have their children vaccinated, even though parents tend to be more worried in general about the flu in the poll. To health care, the headline is a vote on Medicare payments cut. Medicare payment cuts divides Democrats. That's in the Wall Street Journal. The Senate on Wednesday voted down a measure that would have permanently prevented Medicare payment cuts to doctors, with a split in the Democratic vote showing there remains room for disagreement on the health care front within the party. So there's a lot of jostling now about health care policy. And it is in light of ever more evidence that the health insurance industry is ratcheting up its efforts to really rip off Americans. This story on the Huffington Post, from the Huffington Post Investigative Fund, about a rape victim who was denied health insurance because the insurance company essentially said it was a pre-existing condition. That's right. Apparently rape is a pre-existing condition. This story is an amazing story. You should check it out at HuffingtonPost.com. It's a long, in-depth report. I'm reading from it. Turner, 45, who used to be a health insurance underwriter herself, said the insurance company examined her health records even after she explained the assault. The insurers would not sell her a policy because, and this involves HIV issues. They told her they might reconsider in 3 or more years if she could prove that she was AIDS-free after the rape. Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible and disturbing story. Some good news on healthcare reform. Senator Al Franken of Minnesota authoring legislation to take away the tax deductions for pharmaceutical advertising. This costs the subsidy of taxpayers, right? We allow the pharmaceutical industry to write off their advertising and marketing budgets. And anytime you turn on the TV, you see a pharmaceutical ad. This could save taxpayers up to $3 billion, according to Franken's analysis of his legislation. So it's very, very good news. And more good news, a U.S. House of Representatives committee voted on Wednesday to strip health insurers of their exemption to federal antitrust rules as Democratic leaders in the Senate moved to overturn the same exemption as part of a broader health care reform package. I love how this was billed as some sort of big step, big threat by President Obama when he mentioned this in his radio address this weekend. I mean, this is a special giveaway. Current law is a special giveaway to the insurance industry. They have antitrust exemptions that every other industry does not have. So this is simply to level the playing field. But Politico has a story. Many top Republicans are growing worried that the party's chances for reversing its electoral routes in 2006 and 2008 are being wounded by the flamboyant rhetoric and angry tone of conservative activists and media personalities like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, according to interviews with top Republican officials. The Republicans are attempting now to turn the tables on President Obama. First Republican activists called him Hitler. Now they're calling him Nixon. A top Senate Republican took to the Senate floor Wednesday morning to suggest that the Obama White House is plotting a political strategy similar to that of ex-President Richard Nixon, maybe on the verge of preparing its own enemies list. This is the Fox. This is the Republican pushback to the White House, saying it's not going to be dealing with Fox News, that it's going to talk directly to employer groups instead of going through the Republican front group called the Chamber of Commerce. So the Republicans are really, really getting nervous here. One last story from the National Newswire. After enduring months of criticism that his administration had done little to help small businesses, President Obama said Wednesday that there's still too little credit flowing to our small businesses and unveiled initiatives he said would open the spigot. There is an effort to take some of the bailout money, the TARP money, and use it to help the small business industry. So that is good news. To local news, Colorado's unemployment rate drops to 7%, and the state labor chief says the worst is behind us. The 7% jobless rate is the lowest reported by the state since January and is 2.8% below the national rate for September, which is 9.8%. Westward reports that Michael Bennett's old boss, Philip Anschutz, the right-wing billionaire, is actually donating to the Republican Senate candidates in that race. So his old right-wing boss giving to Republicans, not to Bennett. I don't know if that's good news or bad news. Denver lawmaker wants medical pot rules clarified. This is in the Denver Post today. We talked about the gray area around marijuana laws here in state. Saying the will of the voters isn't being followed, State Senator Chris Romer plans to introduce a medical marijuana bill next year, clarifying regulations involving pot-using patients. The Denver Democrat said he's alarmed on several fronts, from the number of Coloradans applying for a medical marijuana card to how many pot dispensaries are popping up in the state. I work out at a health club on Colfax, and the owner told me two gentlemen from California walked in off the street and offered him $700,000 in cash for his business, Romer said. They were going to open a medical marijuana dispensary. Romer said that when voters approved Amendment 20 in 2000, they thought they were authorizing medical marijuana to help people suffering from cancer and multiple sclerosis, not allowing anyone complaining of aches or pains to get a card or establishing Colorado as a pot-growing state. The state health department is receiving an average of 600 requests a day for medical marijuana cards. So it's not clear whether this is a good thing or a bad thing for the effort to reform our drug policies. Denver attorney Rob Corey, who handles medical marijuana cases, said he is very leery of lawmakers adding more government regulations. But he said if Senator Romer is approaching this from the perspective of making medicine more accessible to patients and at a lower price, I'm less concerned about it. It is not clear, though, from this story where Chris Romer is coming from on this issue. So we will keep on top of it. A couple more local stories here. Up in Larimer County, one in every 20 private sector jobs has vanished in the past year, according to numbers released on Wednesday. So that is very, very bad news. Jane Norton, the leading Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in 2010 here, is getting lots of money from big-name Republican Party activists and operatives, according to the Huffington Post. Colorado's ski industry, according to a story in 5280 magazine, loses up to $200 million a year because of altitude sickness. Interesting story on 5280. And our last local news story, Colorado Dog Breeders Task Force aims to crack down on puppy mills without enacting new laws. Animal rights advocates are looking for ways to regulate puppy mills in Colorado without seeking new laws. KDVR reports that a task force is meeting today to discuss regulations for dog breeders, even though Colorado lawmakers rejected a bill this spring that would have done the same thing. We're going to get to the disturbing politics of dogs here in Denver and Colorado at 8:30. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, so are we entitled? Is the United States entitled to Iraq's oil? That is the declaration from one of the most influential voices on energy policy, one of the most influential political voices, really, in America on energy, T. Boone Pickens. He told Congress yesterday that he thinks we should look at Iraq's oil as effectively our own, that because we invaded their country, because of the blood and treasure we have spent on the Iraq War, we are entitled to their oil. What do you think? 303-713-7600. I'm going to go into, after the break, exactly how Iraq's oil law was written. It's a really, really disturbing story about how the Bush administration used its power to, many people believe, rig Iraq's oil laws so that we would be able to take their oil. Against, by the way, against the will of the Iraqi public. Where do you come down? Are we entitled to their oil because we've spent a lot of money on the Iraq war? Or do you take the other side, that Iraq's oil is that country's resource?
There's an old saying, Dave. I don't know what movie it was in, but it's, what is mine is mine, what is yours is mine. It was in some kind of British accent.
Yeah, well, it's, you know.
That seems to be what's going on, huh?
It's very, very, and you're right, it probably wasn't a British accent because it's a very colonial attitude. And
imperialistic.
Yes.
Yeah.
To the victors go the spoils. Is that really the way we should be dealing with Iraq's vast oil reserves? Or is that going to inflame anti-American passions? A poll shows that most Iraqis are very, very hostile to this idea. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Where do you come down, Turk?
I come down as, no, I think we need to get the hell out of there and figure out some alternative ways to, get energy. And I'm saying we need to get out of the Middle East.
I agree with you. We definitely need to get out of Iraq.
I don't think that the Iraqi oil, that we are entitled to their oil at all, period. No.
I gotta tell you something. I'm guessing we're gonna get some calls from conservatives saying, hey, you know, if we break it, we own it. Then we break it, then we should get at least some of the benefits of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not where I come
I know.
From. But my guess
talk.
Is you're gonna hear some people suggesting that.
Yeah.
So if you're conservative, I'd love to hear your argument on this. 303-713-7600. Okay, speaking of oil and petroleum, let's get a traffic update.
Well, you may use a little more oil this morning due to some pretty sloppy conditions out there. Do have some icy spots around town. Caused a rollover, a Jeep Wrangler rollover, westbound 285 at Sheridan. Also got this crash eastbound 6th Avenue on the right-hand shoulder around Federal. Backups to Sheridan there. Also a two-vehicle accident on Sheridan just north of I-76. Also want to let you know that eastbound I-70 still shut down Air Park to Kansas State Line due to some really bad weather. They have reopened the westbound side if you're traveling from Kansas to Colorado. Your forecast today, patchy fog followed by sunshine before the clouds roll in this afternoon. Still chilly, though, with a high near 48. Tomorrow, a little warmer, a high around 55. Currently, 34 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
The Home Depot has special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. If your furnace just went south for the winter, that should come as very good news. Even better, pick an Energy Star qualified furnace and enjoy 15% more energy efficiency plus lower energy bills. Make the most of a chilly situation with special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 28th, U.S. only. See store for details.
A new study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see.
Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Talk.
Take out a whole lot of oil. There is a draft of a new oil and gas law circulating in the Iraqi parliament. Time magazine reports the law will give 10-year exploration and development rights to foreign oil companies. That would be us, among others. And once those deals are up, the companies could renegotiate to produce oil for another 20 years in partnership with the Iraqi state-owned oil company. Iraq sits on 115 billion barrels of oil reserves. That's one of the largest in the world. You'll remember that was the oil that was supposed to finance this war and the Iraqi reconstruction effort. Meanwhile, a director of a watchdog group in London says, quote, the United States has put a lot of effort into this. Indeed, the London Independent's reporting the American government was involved in drafting this legislation, which will allow Western oil companies to tap into Iraq's oil reserves. When senators grilled Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice yesterday, they wanted to know why practically no one has been allowed to see this law yet. I wonder. Here's the question.
Okay, so that was Jack Cafferty a couple years ago talking about Iraq's oil law and whether Western companies, whether the United States is entitled to Iraq's oil. And we are going to get to a discussion of that. T. Boone Pickens making big news yesterday, telling Congress that, yes, America is entitled to Iraq's oil. I want to see where you come down on that. 303-713-7600. But first, we're on the line with us is Senator Chris Roemer. We just talked a little bit about the story in the Denver Post today about the question of whether to tighten or increase regulation of medical marijuana. It's been a big week in the discussion about drug policy reform. Senator Roemer, you're saying that you're going to introduce legislation to, as you say, tighten regulation of medical marijuana. For people who support legalizing or at least preserving as liberalized marijuana laws as possible, is this a bill, is your bill going to make it easier for people to legally obtain medical marijuana, or is this an effort more on the John Southers side to crack down on the medical marijuana industry?
I think in the long run, this is actually going to preserve the medical marijuana industry. And let's be clear about this. This is something that's been very dynamic. We just had the Obama administration announce their intent that you will not be prosecuted under federal law if you follow state law appropriately. The problem is there's an enormous amount of confusion, both for patients and for caregivers, as to what is exactly the state law procedure. We just saw the other day that Thornton basically prohibited any dispensaries in the town of Thornton. So we're at a point where the public wants medical marijuana available to patients who need it, and we need to regulate it in a way that's effective in the long term.
When, I mean, I guess the problem is that at least from who should get medical marijuana, the definition of need, the definition of medical need, I'm sure.
Is it David today?
Yes.
Yeah, David. You know, David, that's a tough issue, and I struggle with it, and I have to be very candid. I voted for the law. I support the law. I have met tons of patients. I intend to do a very broad outreach, and I'll guarantee you that the DAs are not writing this law. We're going to put this right down the middle. We're going to make it effective. One of my concerns are that the dispensaries have become a little bit like the 7-Eleven in this process. I want to make sure the caregiver and the patient really have a meaningful relationship with explores the depth of the true medicinal care that many people rave about with medical marijuana. That's one issue, and we really need to make sure that relationship is real and effective. And for many people, it's actually life-changing. So let's be clear about that. Secondly, we know a very large percentage of the current prescriptions have been given to males under the age of 25. We need to take that seriously and think through what is going on there, and we need to think hard about that. Was that the intent of what the public voted for?
I should ask, I'm not asking this in a leading kind of way, but we have a system right now where a doctor can prescribe, and in a way that's not really as politically supercharged like the medical marijuana debate, a doctor can prescribe things that are far more potent, dangerous, and powerful than marijuana. We have a society that is openly supportive of alcohol consumption. Do you worry that the politically supercharged nature of the marijuana debate in general has taken us away from a discussion about the science? I mean, I'll put it in blunt terms. So you said, and I don't disagree with the numbers, that there are a lot of young males who are being prescribed medical marijuana. There are a lot of young males who also drink a lot of alcohol. There are a lot of people who go in and buy, basically self-medicate off of NyQuil. My question is, has this debate become so politically supercharged that we can't even have a rational discussion about what is and is not acceptable, the hypocrisies in what we see as acceptable and not acceptable?
Well, I very much hope to pull that hyperbolic conversation back down to a rational conversation. I want this to be an industry that grows in Colorado. I want us to publicly be, which we often are, one of the leading states in the nation, to go out on the edge on a tough issue. There's no question that the cost of alcohol abuse in our society is huge. I think there's a legitimate question about how we make sure that substance abuse in general and the negative effects of substance abuse. I visited a woman's prison up in Brush the other day. 90% of the women in that prison, it's a tragic story, have a substance abuse problem. And we're not doing enough to figure out how to help people with real substance abuse issues to solve their lives and the challenges and the emptiness in their lives. And so I am not a part of trying to crack down on this industry. But let's also be clear, this industry has a lot of money rolling around in it, and I saw it firsthand when some people walked in off the street and tried to buy the health club where I just was exercising for $700,000 in cash. For anybody who does business, that's a red flag of let's just do some criminal background. Let's make sure this is truly organic Colorado-grown marijuana that's being served in these dispensaries. And let's improve and let's enhance the relationship between the caregiver and the patient. I think we're going to track all those issues. I do want to understand better from the data what is the phenomena of underage 25-year-old males, because I do think we need to look a little harder at that. Is that a medicinal phenomena or is that a recreational phenomena? And I might be persuaded over time to have a vote about the recreational nature of that, but that's not what people voted for in 2000.
Oh, that is a true statement, and that is absolutely true. And we will be checking in with you periodically as you push this legislation. Please keep us informed.
I was going to say, please encourage your listeners to give me their thoughts on how to improve this industry. I'm also thought about people who live in a state who don't have medical marijuana in surrounding states. If they want to come and have an opportunity, because I know lots of people who've told me they've been able to get off of OxyContin, probably one of the most dangerous pharma-driven drugs we've ever seen on the market. They've been able to get off high doses of OxyContin by medical marijuana. We're a better society if people get off of OxyContin.
Where can people reach you?
Well, it's my Senate email address, and it's easy. It's just sen.romer@gmail.com. You can Google me as well, but it's like senator, but just sen.romer@gmail.com. I'm really looking forward to taking comments from lots of people on this, and I truly want to make sure this is a law that works for the patient.
Again, it's sen.romer@gmail.com. Email your thoughts to Senator Chris Romer. And Senator Romer, can you hang on one second? John Turk wants to check in with you for a second. So hang on there. And thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for your interest.
7:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, we're going to get back to our discussion. We hadn't started it yet. We're going to get back to a discussion about Iraq's oil laws. T. Boone Pickens making headlines yesterday saying that America is entitled entitled to Iraq's oil. Do you think that's true? 303-713-7600. Iraq's oil law effectively allows, if not encourages, American ownership, foreign ownership of Iraq's oil. That law was written in part by people like Condoleezza Rice and her aides. Is this imperialism at its worst, or have we spent the blood and treasure necessary to lay claim to Iraq's oil? Or if we take Iraq's oil, are we proving that this war was, at least in part, about oil? Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. I'll give you my take, and I'll give you the results of a poll of Iraq citizens about what they think about this. Might give you pause about how much anti-Americanism this might inflame if we take this attitude. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Stop and go. Wadsworth to Federal on eastbound 6th Avenue due to a crash. They're sitting on the right-hand shoulder at Federal. That's pretty busy coming in from Lakewood this morning. Also a crash eastbound Hamden, east of Wadsworth. It's in the median there. Three cars involved. Also a two-car crash Sheridan just north of 76. And a rollover crash on 285 westbound side at Sheridan. Roads are pretty icy in the area. Second multi-vehicle accident near Sheridan, so do be careful over there. Highways still pretty busy for us in the normal spots. Southbound 25 in North Glen and Thornton. Also in Aurora, southbound 2 1/4 Parker Road to 25. But the big story this morning, eastbound I-70, still closed. Air Park to Kansas State line due to adverse weather conditions. Westbounders are free to move between the states, though, now. Your forecast, patchy morning fog becoming mostly cloudy and still cold with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, 34 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance has covered a lot of cars and drivers since 1946. See how you can sit back and enjoy the ride by calling 1-800-SHELTER or find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. Seek shelter today.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Bobby!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
To some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I reported software piracy because it's just plain wrong for businesses to copy software illegally. I would report software piracy again, no matter what.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
It makes me angry that most businesses play by the rules and use software legally. My company did not. I don't have any regrets about reporting software piracy. I would do it again.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through 3 closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products, from Tylenol Cold to Children's Tylenol, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart.
We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Ain't anywhere. Sleep around.
Is that ethical?
Of course. Who wouldn't want you to sleep around?
My wife.
With Hotels.com, she can sleep around too.
What did you say?
You know what? That didn't come out right.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're talking about T. Boone Pickens' controversial comments yesterday that America is entitled to Iraq's oil because we invaded Iraq. And we have paid in blood and treasure, of course, so is Iraq. What do you think about this? 303-713-7600. A poll in 2007 of Iraq's citizens found, not surprisingly, the population against foreign ownership of Iraq's oil by a 2-to-1 margin, a massive margin. And that suggests that if we strut around like our oil companies are entitled to take Iraq's oil, that we will further inflame anti-American passions. What do you think? 303-713-7600. One note before we go to the phones. I will post in the break a thread in the AM760 Progressive Forum at AM760.net. Just click forums in the politics forum. I'm going to post a thread about our interview with Senator Chris Roemer about marijuana legislation. Would love to hear your thoughts there. So if you have thoughts for Senator Roemer, if you have thoughts about his legislation, whether we need to further regulate marijuana in this state, tell us your thoughts there in the AM760 forum. Again, AM760.net. Just click forum. All right, we'll go to the phones now on this question about are we entitled to Iraq's oil. DJ in Denver. DJ, you're on AM760.
Hey, good morning. I called yesterday and I talked a little bit about the medical marijuana thing. Anyway, my thing today is about the Iraq, and my thing is basically that we weren't really invited there. It was never really approved by the UN. I mean, it was kind of an illegal war in the first place. There is a death rate of Iraqis to Americans like 10 to 1. We're not deserved anything. We should be out of there as soon as possible. And then just the one more thing, marijuana is illegalized because of its truly medicinal properties. It is the cure for cancer. Look it up. Have a good day, David.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Deb in Loveland. Deb, you're on AM760.
Oh, are you talking to me?
I am.
Okay. I agree that Pickens' attitude that we should have the Iraqi oil will inflame world opinion against the U.S. And I've been opposed to the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan for 8 years and have stood on corners and communicated with my elected officials. And I think it's obvious the Iraqi oil belongs to the Iraqis. We owe them reparations for all the damage from the bombing and torture, and that's where we're at. We shouldn't be rewarded for our evil actions.
Now, T. Boone Pickens, I'm going to read you a couple more of his statements. I wonder what you think about this. He says, "The Iraqis are opening their oil fields up to other companies all over the world. We're entitled to it. Heck, we even lost 5,000 of our people, 65,000 injured, and $1,500,000,000 spent. If we leave Iraq, the Chinese will get the oil." So he is making an argument that if foreign companies are going to have Iraq's oil, are going to help extract that oil, that it is our companies that are entitled to it. Does that change your opinion at all?
It sure doesn't. Way I see it is, if when companies set up in another nation, that nation needs to be getting something in exchange for those companies setting up. And I assume they aren't just giving China the oil, that China has to pay for it. And
that's true. I mean, I guess if you can read into his comments a little bit, I guess what he's saying is that we supposedly deserve, our companies deserve preferential treatment.
Oh, I wouldn't want to give preferential treatment if somebody went and bombed my country, and I just don't think, I think we'd better come back to reality. We've done a lot of damage, and I don't think we deserve to be rewarded for that damage. If the Iraqis will accept our companies and our companies pay their fair share, then, you know, that's between the Iraqis and our country. But otherwise, I don't think we deserve it.
Yeah, and that gets to the Iraqi oil law, the law that is moving through the parliament in Iraq. It hasn't actually passed, if I read this new Time magazine story correctly. It hasn't passed, but the Iraqi oil law that we have pushed would essentially compel Iraq to sell its oil away on particularly preferential terms to foreign multinational corporations. So this is a business transaction, but the rules of the transaction are trying to be rigged through Iraq's potential oil law. Hey, Deb, thanks for the call. Kevin in Vail. Kevin, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how are you, David?
Okay.
Hey, this is unbelievable. I mean, I think if you draw parallels in history, this type of rationale was used to invade countries, establish empires. I mean, Adolf Hitler used the rationale of, you know, saving the German people in Czech Republic, or, you know, getting the grain of the Ukraine or the oil of the Caucasus for the fatherland.
I mean, mm-hmm.
What's the difference here? You know, if you look back, what was it, the Center for New American Century in 1998 basically, you know, was proposing an invasion of Iraq, and there was all this banter about, you know, Plan A and Plan B to nationalize, to privatize Iraq's oil industry and take it for, you know, U.S. companies and so on and so forth. I know that was changed after the war didn't work out so well. So I think this is just a longer, a longer thing of what was going on before the war when, you know, Center for New American Century, which was, that think tank was what, Dick Cheney and Richard Perle and...
Yeah, all the neocons. That's absolutely right. And they, you know, I have never been one who believed that the war was only about oil. Right? I mean, I think the Iraq War had a lot of different things going on in the minds of the neocons. It was a way to go after Iran. It was a way to secure oil reserves. It killed many birds with one ideological stone, if you will. But I think oil was certainly part of it. I mean, I'm just reading here from the New York Times from June 19, 2008. Four Western oil companies are in the final stages of negotiations this month on no-bid contracts that will return them to Iraq 36 years after losing their oil concession to nationalization as Saddam Hussein rose to power. Exxon, Shell, Total, and BP, along with Chevron, are in talks with Iraq's oil ministry for no-bid contracts to service Iraq's largest fields. You've got this going on. You've got an Iraq oil law moving through the parliament that effectively compels this kind of privatization. And as Time magazine reports just a couple weeks ago, there is serious and growing anger in the Iraq provinces among the population at the idea of foreign companies coming to pillage their oil. I mean, just as a national security issue, beyond the morality of invading a country and plundering it, right, because that's what the T. Boone Pickens' entitlement comment, right, him saying that we are entitled to it. That's the classic refrain of an imperialist plunderer. Beyond that, it's a national security issue. I mean, if we walk around with that attitude, I mean, we're going to help make Iraq more of a time bomb than it already is.
Well, guys, if you want to prevent terrorism and if you want to prevent terrorist acts, you know, look inside yourself and look what you may be doing to promote those acts.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because I'm glad we can discuss that, right? Our role in creating anti-Americanism. If you remember after 9/11, if anybody brought that up, what was our role? What has been our role in inflaming anti-American passions? You were automatically accused of being unpatriotic. But I think hopefully now, right? I mean, we're what are we, almost 9 years, going on 9 years after 9/11, we can at least start to have those kinds of rational discussions. I absolutely agree, Kevin. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you. Bye.
7:49 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota here on a snowy, well, I guess it's not snowing out, but there's snow all over the ground out there. Going up into the 40s today. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Northbound I-25 got a crash near Broadway. Going to see small backups, delays to Downing Street. Also got a crash blocking the right shoulder, eastbound 6th Avenue at Federal. Volume starting to decrease there, but still kind of sluggish. Wadsworth all the way down to 25. Three-car crash, eastbound Hamden at Wadsworth, sitting there in the median. Also a crash on Sheridan north of I-76. And a rollover crash westbound 285 at Sheridan. Still has some icy spots out there. And if you're trying to get between Denver and Kansas, eastbound I-70 shut down at Air Park due to the Kansas state line, rather. They have some really bad weather, blowing snow and some icy, sleety conditions on the highway. Your forecast today, patchy fog followed by sunshine before the clouds roll in afternoon. Still chilly with a high near 48 today. Tomorrow, a little warmer with a high around 40 or 55. Currently, 35 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on October 27th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Are you tired of continually spending money on cleaning products that are bad for you and the environment? A one-time purchase of the Our Clean World microfiber cloth infused with silver will last an average of 6 years. With our revolutionary cloth, your impact on the planet is minimal and your savings is huge. We love our cloth for cleaning counters, tile, floors, bathtubs, showers, glass, mirrors, even your car and your pet. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com.
Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Levion.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Levion jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Levion chocolate diamonds, Levion chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Levion has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PurefoyChevrolet.com.
How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
mycleanpc.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to mycleanpc.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at mycleanpc.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
7:53, now's the time we talk to Mike Spear of Presidential Brokerage. You can reach Mike and the team at Presidential Brokerage at 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Mike, I think I read that McDonald's reported good earnings today. Obviously, they are a big company on the market. How is the market reacting?
Well, the market is a little bit tepid this morning. The Dow's down 13 right now. The Nasdaq's down 14. So it's kind of a soft start to the day. And also, David, one of the most important things people need to watch for when they release their earnings estimates or their earnings reports, they need to watch not only for earnings, which is how much hit the bottom line after expenses, but revenues. What's going on with revenues? And McDonald's did make a comment about how they're seeing people are going less to casual dining establishments. And maybe that was specific to McDonald's, but it's certainly something that you want to be aware of if you're invested in that sector. You really need to stay on top of this stuff. And it's tough to do, I know, but that's what you have to do if you're going to be investing.
Absolutely, and I think you're right to focus on revenues, not just earnings, because revenues suggest where the overall economy is going, not just what share is corporate earnings. It's actually where the whole economy is moving. Is it moving forward or is it moving backwards? You can give Mike and the team at Presidential Brokerage a call at 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. It's a lot of ups, a lot of downs, as the Big Lebowski would say, and you need a strategy for investing. Again, 303-694-1600. Mike, talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, David.
The Home Depot has special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. If your furnace just went south through the winter, that should come as very good news. Even better, pick an Energy Star qualified furnace and enjoy 15% more energy efficiency plus lower energy bills. Make the most of a chilly situation with special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 28th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you think we're entitled to Iraq's oil? T. Boone Pickens says we are. Very controversial comment he made to Congress yesterday. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Morning, David.
Morning.
First of all, I want to say anybody going eastbound I-70 at Quebec, there's bales of insulation scattered across all three lanes of traffic now.
Oh, everybody be careful. That's a big intersection, too.
Okay, so as far as this goes, number one thing they need to do is have open bidding, not no-bid contracts, and whatever is best for the Iraqi people needs to be decided by the Iraqi people. The second thing they need to do is spread all profits from that across everybody in Iraq, the Kurds, everybody, so it's not just some big boys getting rich off it.
Yeah, but what about the fear?
It's the Iraqi people's oil, so they need to do with it what's best for them. The third thing they need to do is take a percentage of the profits and help us pay off what we paid to be in Iraq to fight the war to remove Saddam. Whether you think it's an illegal war or not, we still need to recoup our costs.
Are you at all concerned that the Iraqi oil law was written in part by the Bush administration?
I think it's ridiculous. Iraqi people. That's like China coming over here and telling us this is how you're going to write your laws because we own so much of your bonds.
I completely agree, and I think that this is the idea that Pickens can come to Congress and say this just suggests, I think, how deeply rooted, at least on the conservative side, the sense of imperialistic entitlement really is. It's really a deeply rooted thing, and we have to, I think, expose it for what it is, which is deep imperialistic entitlement. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call, man. John in Denver. John, you got about 30 seconds. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Hey, man, you got about 30 seconds. Fire away.
Okay, first of all, oil would still be $30 or $40 a barrel if they weren't trading it 25 times on Wall Street, before we got our hands on it. And we don't have any right to anything over there. We shouldn't be there. In fact, George and the boys should be exiled to live over there. Bring our troops home and send them George and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and the rest.
I hadn't heard that idea, but I like it at least figuratively, if not literally. Hey, thanks for the call, man, and you're totally right. Oil prices have risen because of speculation. All right, stick around, more after the national news.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. The number to call is 800-892-2196. 800-892-2196. Again, that's 800-892-2196.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. The latest economic evidence shows employers are still not sure they want to take on new workers. The number of newly laid off people filing jobless benefit claims rose more than expected last week. Economist Stuart Hoffman.
It's not good enough news to suggest that the U.S. labor market is finally going to create jobs in the month of October.
I'm Peter King. How desperate are people to get back to work? The CR England Trucking Company had been looking for an administrative assistant at its driving school in Indiana, $13 an hour. The company's corporate recruiting head says her email and fax machine were jammed with hundreds of applications. They narrowed down the search to 8 finalists. The winner got the job by saying that she jumped for a foul ball at a baseball game rather than waiting to see if it came to her.
With so many of us worried about finding a job or holding on to one, retail analyst Candace Corlett says stores are braced for the worst.
I think it's a heads up to everyone about how serious shoppers are going into the current season.
The latest heads up comes from Walmart. The world's largest retailer says it's cutting prices this week and will cut prices every week through the holidays. The White House PAYSAR will spell it out today, a plan to cut the compensation for the top 25 execs at 7 firms that got billions in bailout money. Elizabeth Warren, who heads up the Congressional Oversight Panel on bailout cash, is glad to see it happening.
It says, guys, you have to understand, you can't party on like it's 2007.
Included on the list, 5 Wall Street giants and 2 major auto companies.
I'm Jeff Gilbert in Detroit. New pay rules hurt GM more than Chrysler because Chrysler executives who came over from Fiat, like CEO Sergio Marchionne, are exempt from government-set limits. Also, many of the old Chrysler executives have left. General Motors has already begun cutting the pay of its top executives. They are mostly concerned about their ability to attract new talent, as GM is reportedly looking to replace its current chief financial officer. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Clay County, Florida Sheriff Rick Beasler says it was the toughest, calling a mother to say her 7-year-old daughter was dead.
That was the hardest phone call I've ever had to make. She was completely devastated.
For now, it's a tentative ID. 7-year-old Summer Thompson's body was found in a Georgia landfill. She was last seen walking home from school on Monday. Police have been questioning registered sex offenders in the area. At Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, they've been known to turn up the volume. Some of the artists whose music has been played over and over to get under the skin of detainees are now joining the national campaign to close Guantanamo. Artists like R.E.M. and Pearl Jam don't want their music to be played there. Windows 7 is out today, Microsoft's latest operating system for PCs. It's supposed to be more streamlined than Vista, with fewer annoying notifications. Wall Street, the Dow is down 5 points. This is CBS News.
You've just purchased a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. You feel safe with the sound of the sturdy high-strength steel door shutting behind you. You feel connected as you take on a turn. Thanks to the agility control multi-link suspension, you become one with the road. You feel smart as you realize that you got all this at an absolutely incredible price. Backed by a rigorous inspection process, limited factory-backed warranty coverage for up to 5 years and 100,000 total vehicle miles, and now 3 months Sirius satellite radio. Hurry in for 1.99% financing on select certified pre-owned models only available at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Certified pre-owned by Mercedes-Benz. How will it make you feel?
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program and certified pre-owned limited warranty details. Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval. Sirius U.S. service available only in the contiguous U.S. and D.C. 3 months Sirius satellite radio service included on vehicles already equipped.
Check out our exciting model lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today at mbusa.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The Eastern Plains are still dealing with our latest snowstorm. Eastbound I-70 is closed from Aurora to Kansas. Westbound I-70 is now open again, but only until you get to Lyman. Several schools on the plains are also closed this morning.
Genoa and Lyman and in those places, and the snow is coming sideways. The snow is building up on the roads. They can't keep it off because of the wind out there. Pretty icy conditions out there.
CDOT's Joe Tucker says adverse weather has also closed Colorado Highway 86 between Kiowa and Lyman and U.S. 40 east of Lyman. The number of newly laid off workers filing claims for jobless benefits rose more than expected last week. That's after falling for five of the past 6 weeks. There seems to be little sign that employers are willing to hire again, even as the economy is showing signs of recovering. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche lost to the Minnesota Wild last night. However, it was a shootout loss, so they do still pick up a point in the standings. And the Philadelphia Phillies are in the World Series again. They finished off the Dodgers last night. They're now waiting for the winner of the Angels-Yankees series. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where there's a couple different crashes getting in your way right now. We've got an accident northbound I-25 near Broadway. You're going to have to tap your brakes all the way back towards DU. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens and 20s through that stretch. So it's going to take you about 20 to 25 minutes trying to get from the tech center towards downtown. They're mopping up a crash eastbound 6th Avenue at Federal. The big trouble spot of this morning's drive, though, is off those main roads around the metro. This is on 285 right around Wadsworth and Sheridan. Multiple accidents being reported in that area. Eastbound I-70 remains shut down, this east of Aurora, all the way to the Kansas state line due to adverse weather conditions. Speaking of those weather conditions, we'll take a check on today's forecast. It's going to be a partly sunny day today with a high of about 49, almost 50 degrees. Currently, it's 33. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on October 27th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
The Home Depot has special deferred financing store-wide when you use your home.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874 or online at SolSourceInc.com.
Intelligent. He is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here on a it's getting a little sunnier out there. The snow on the ground looks positively Christmas-like in terms of the white Christmases in movies that we never seem to get anymore. We're talking about Iraq's oil. T. Boone Pickens making controversial comments yesterday to Congress, saying that the United States is entitled to Iraq's oil, that our companies are entitled to Iraq's oil. Do you think he is right? And this comes after a trickle of news about what is and is not going on in Iraq's oil industry. This was from last year. Four Western oil companies are in the final stages of negotiations this month on contracts that will return them to Iraq 3 decades after losing their oil concessions to nationalization in Iraq. Exxon, Shell, Total, and BP, along with Chevron and a number of smaller oil companies, are in talks with Iraq's oil ministry for no-bid contracts to service Iraq's largest fields. That was according to Iraq oil ministry officials in 2008. Iraq's oil law, written with major pressure, if not direct involvement of American officials after the Iraq invasion, the oil law would, it would encourage massive privatization of Iraq's oil fields. The question is whether our oil companies, in particular, are entitled, quote-unquote, entitled to preferential treatment. T. Boone Pickens, this is according to Reuters, here's what he said. Pickens, speaking to the newly formed Congressional Natural Gas Caucus, complained that the Iraqi government has awarded contracts to foreign companies, particularly Chinese firms, to develop Iraq's vast reserves, while American companies have been mostly left out. Quote, they're opening them up to other companies all over the world. We're entitled to it. We lost 5,000 of our people, 65,000 injured, and $1 trillion spent. President Obama, of course, has pledged to withdraw U.S. troops in Iraq. Pickens said, quote, we leave there with the Chinese getting all the oil. Iraq's oil minister told the Washington conference on Wednesday that his government was happy with the energy auction it had earlier this year. The auction was the first chance for foreign oil firms to compete for Iraqi oil since the U.S.-led invasion. BP and the Chinese oil company CNPC were the only firms to win a contract in Iraq's bid round this summer, the first chance for foreign oil firms to compete. Seven other oil and gas fields failed to attract bidders on the terms that Iraq's government offered. So again, the question, because we invaded Iraq, because we spent so much money invading Iraq, does that mean we are entitled to preferential treatment? Is that oil effectively ours, or do we have at least a claim on that oil? Now, just so you know, a poll, a major poll taken in 2007 about how Iraqis themselves feel about this, not surprising, 2-1 against foreign multinational corporate ownership of their oil. So where do you come down? 303-713-7600 is the number again. 303-713-7600. Marvin in Aurora. Marvin, you're on AM760.
Howdy, Dave. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I identify myself as a progressive conservative, and I'm no fan of T. Boone Pickens, George Bush, or illegal wars. However, considering the hundreds of billions of dollars spent, not to mention our lives and blood, all the maimed soldiers that came back, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't at least get some share of this oil. I would presume that the oil is not our property. We did succeed in helping the Iraqis craft a democracy. And now women have the right to vote over there. They have a constitution. I see some positive outcomes there, and I don't see any reason why we shouldn't be at the front of the line for consideration, at least, in being able to purchase that oil. I don't see what the big problem is here.
Well, it seems to me that Pickens is saying that we deserve some sort of preferential treatment.
Now, I believe that's true.
But if it is Iraq's resources, we went in there to help create as was said a million times, a self-determining democracy. Shouldn't Iraq, in that democracy, have a right to decide under what terms its oil fields are auctioned off?
Absolutely, absolutely. But
aren't those two different things?
Should we not have the first place in that line for consideration? I don't see anything wrong with that, Dave.
Well, but I think we're playing kind of a semantic game here, you and I. Meaning the idea is,
what's the semantics?
Because what does preferential mean? Meaning, and what does being at the front of the line mean? Does that mean that we're entitled, if they do an auction, right? I just read you the story about how the Iraq oil ministry held its first auction. And that means there were bids put in, and the Iraqi government decided on probably various terms which bid to take. Are we entitled, for instance, does being at the front of the line mean that we are entitled to them taking a worse bid from our companies because they're American-based companies?
Not necessarily, and you can see definitely that they're learning quickly from our capitalist system. Of course, they should get the best recompense they can for their product. Another thing I'd like to point out is I doubt very highly that this oil is, quote-unquote, the Iraqi people's oil. I'm sure there is some big fat cats over there that control everything, and the Iraqi people aren't necessarily going to realize any of the profits or benefits of selling this.
Well,
oil.
I'm not so sure. I mean, I'm not saying it's a perfect system. I mean, those oil fields have been nationalized, government owned for 30, 35 years. So I'm sure there's certainly corruption has been a problem in countries where the state has nationalized the oil. I'm just suggesting to you that the idea of being at the front of the line or having a preference oftentimes means asking the country to accept a worse deal, right? You know, they're antithetical to capitalism.
I don't see why not, Dave. And here's kind of my problem, and something I really don't understand from the left on this is, once again, considering the massive fortunes we poured into it, and again, I'm not a big fan of this illegal war or any of that baloney stuff that Bush got us into over there. However, I'm looking at the left side of the dial here, and I'm thinking, now, wait just a minute, people. You want to cut off your nose to spite your face? You'd rather see China or Russia or whoever else get this oil after all of this sacrifice of our men and women, not to mention our tax dollars?
Hold on a second. Nobody's saying they would rather China or Russia get the oil. Nobody's saying that they would. That's putting words in people's mouth, man. Nobody said that, okay? You can listen to Rush Limbaugh, and you can listen to Glenn Beck, and you can listen to them try to polarize those issues. You're trying to polarize the issue. Nobody said, let me ask you a question. Did you hear me at once say that China deserves the oil? Did you hear me once say Russia deserves the oil? Did you hear me say that? No, you didn't hear me say that. You put words in my mouth. No, hey, man, do me a favor. Shut the hell up. Shut the hell up, because you know what? I didn't say that. Nobody on this radio station said that. That's a lot of BS. It's a right-wing tactic. It's a Rush Limbaugh tactic. And you know what? You're right. I won't let you talk if you put words in my mouth. Nobody on this station, no caller, not me, not any caller to this show, said we would rather Russia or China get the oil. The question is whether we are entitled to preferential treatment, whether we are entitled to the oil. That's what T. Boone Pickens said. If you can't stick to what was said, if you need to be desperate enough to try to put words in people's mouth, then you're right. I won't let you talk. You're not welcome on this radio station. Marvin, thanks for the call. Next time, call up and don't put words in people's mouth. The other question that you didn't answer and that should be answered is, yes, American taxpayer money was spent invading Iraq. But does that mean multinational corporations who happen to have a P.O. box in the United States are entitled to Iraq's oil? Do you get what I'm saying there? This is an important point here. Public taxpayer money was spent invading Iraq. I'm not quite sure how that means a multinational oil company that happens to have an office here in the United States to say that it is therefore U.S.-based. I'm not sure how the expenditure of massive taxpayer monies means that a multinational corporation that happens to be have an headquartered office in the United States is entitled to private profiteering off of Iraq's oil. Public expenditure for private profit. Not sure why that's acceptable. Not sure why our corporations, they're not even our corporations. Again, they're multinational. ExxonMobil, a multinational corporation. Why does my taxpayer money have to subsidize them getting preferential treatment? A multinational corporate conglomerate, which just reported, by the way, the largest corporate profits in world history. Why do my taxpayer dollars that were spent on the Iraq War have to mean a preference for a multinational corporation that happens to have an office down in Arlington, Texas? Try answering that question next time, Marvin. Mike in Littleton, you're on AM 760.
Hello,
Mike.
Yeah, I was just going to comment that I think if you go under the premise that we were there to conquer and occupy, then sure, we deserve the rights to the oil or preferential treatment, but I've never heard that as the justification for being there. Especially when we went, it was to liberate them. And I don't know how you liberate and then, you know, lay claim to their resources.
And not only that, I mean, you heard, in order to fend off the questions about whether this was an imperialist endeavor, you heard a lot of Republican politicians say, look, the Iraq's oil wealth is for Iraq. I mean, that was the way they reassured people who said, hey, I think this war is about oil, right? I mean, they actually came out and said it. And so I think you're actually absolutely right. I mean, look, I mean, again, I don't think anybody has a problem with, if Iraq is going to put its oil on the market, then multinational corporations who happen to have U.S. offices should be allowed to bid on that. But yeah, the idea
in a free market, right?
In a free market, right? I mean, right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't have it both ways, right? You can't say we want Iraq to be a functioning capitalistic democracy with a free market, and then say, but wait a minute, but one thing, we get a special claim to the stuff that we want. That's not a free market.
Yeah, we would tolerate that here, you know.
No, there's no way we would tolerate that. That's exactly right. Hey, thanks for the call, man. 819 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Are we entitled? And I shouldn't even use the word we, because that's not what we're talking about here. Are U.S.-based multinational corporations, corporations that operate throughout the world, huge corporations that happen to have an office in the United States, to call themselves U.S.-based, are they entitled to Iraq's oil more than corporations in other countries because it was the United States government that invaded Iraq? T. Boone Pickens says yes. Our corporations, they're not, and I hate using that term our because they're multinational corporations, are U.S.-based private corporations entitled to preferential treatment, entitled to Iraq's oil because we went in there and invaded Iraq. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, you'll like this instant message that came in at AM760.net from our buddy Kevin in Chicago. Dave, John, if I break into and vandalize T-Boone Pickens' home, then that means I am first in line and entitled to his belongings should he decide to have a garage sale.
You know what?
His logic.
That is a brilliant, brilliant. If we can accept that our invasion broke international law, then you're right. I guess this
if
means
you get burglarized.
Right, that's breaking the law. If you break into T-Boone Pickens' house, you are entitled, apparently, to all of his, you know, all the stuff that's in his house.
Right.
That's a fantastic
point.
Yeah, good
one, Kevin. Thank you for that instant message. And again, that's at AM760.net. And I got your traffic here. Got a crash. Well, several of them. Actually, I'll just run down the list. Northbound I-25 at Broadway. Stop and go conditions begin at University. I also got a crash Mississippi east of 225. Three-car accident eastbound Hamden around Wadsworth in the median. That should be up and out of the way shortly. Also, two-vehicle accident Sheridan north of 76. A rollover crash westbound 285 at Sheridan. Roads are icy in that area. Also, a second multi-vehicle accident right behind that in the backups. Object on roadway, debris in the road. Eastbound I-70 at Quebec. Look out for that. Also, a new crash on the ramp from southbound I-25 to E-470. So it's pretty messy out there still. Your forecast, patchy morning fog becoming mostly cloudy and still cold. Highs in the upper 40s. Right now, 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU.
That's Jared.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
The District Court of Palmetto County is now in session. Judge James K. O'Connor presiding.
Counsel, you may present your opening arguments.
Thank you, Your Honor. Allow me to begin by saying...
Case dismissed.
What? I object.
Overruled. I have just received evidence of a Comcast sale with unprecedented savings for everyone. Court is adjourned.
A Comcast popped up, and you can get our best price right now on Comcast Digital Cable. Just $29.99 a month for 12 months. So hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST to get thousands of on-demand choices in crystal clear picture and sound. Plus, there's no installation fee. But make it fast, because our special price of $29.99 a month for 12 months ends soon. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 10/27/09. Restrictions apply. Limited to digital starter for new residential customers. 1-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, custom installation, taxes, and franchise fees extra.
Card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Narostin, she called for a free trial.
Narostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Narostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Narostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Our democracy has been seized by socio and psychopaths who are the so-called leaders of these so-called industries that are actually cartels and monopolies
that are destroying this country.
And our politicians are having to walk so delicately, you know, just tiptoe. Just a tiny sliver of a public option, please. And the insurance companies say, no, you can't have that because we know a tiny sliver will turn into something larger. And they're right.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Oh. Think, McFly. Think.
Maybe I should have said that instead of just shut the hell up, but I'm sorry. When you put words in my mouth... I mean, we went from a discussion on that call a little while ago from, are we entitled to Iraq's oil, to suddenly I want Russian and Chinese oil firms to get Iraq's oil. I mean, when you come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo and try to shove words in my mouth in a way that deliberately tries to make me look like I hate America, then you should expect to get the Biff treatment in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Are U.S.-based multinational corporations entitled to Iraq's oil because we invaded Iraq? T. Boone Pickens says yes. What do you say? 303-713-7600. Pickens making headlines yesterday, testifying in front of Congress to that effect. Let's go to Cameron in Denver. Cameron, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, I guess the way things evolved there, that the oxymoron that called you, I was going to respond to him in the exact way you did. You know, what way is putting us in the front of the line, helping victims of the war, victims' families? How many ways is it, you know, helping basic Americans who have suffered, you know, because of the war?
And it's not even
doing anything.
It's not even the victims, although that's a very good point. Let's just start even further away. Let's start with taxpayers. Right, like if we all contributed to the war through our tax money, I'm not quite sure how letting ExxonMobil, a multinational global corporation that has a headquarters office in Texas, I'm not sure how letting them have a special claim to Iraq's oil helps me as a taxpayer, an average American taxpayer, who, through my tax money, contributed to the war.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how many Chinese oil conglomerates are all Chinese, either, just as much as I don't know how much of American proportions are in the American companies. It's all a big global mix.
It is all a big global mix. I mean, this is actually a bigger problem, I think, which is the idea that when we refer to global multinational corporations as American corporations because they happen to have an American name, right? I mean, there are certainly businesses that are really genuinely American businesses. Most small businesses, for instance, are truly in the spirit and letter of the term American businesses. Is ExxonMobil an American business? I mean, that's really hard to say. It really depends what you define as an American business. If you define it as having its, you know, its corporate leadership living in America and having an office in America, then I guess it's an American business. Is it a company that does most of its business inside the United States? You know, then it starts getting dicey. Is it a company that has most of its operations in the United States? Again, then it starts getting really, really dicey. And if you look at who pays taxes, even by that metric, right, all those reports, the GAO report comes out that says most of the Fortune 500 companies, the big global multinational corporations, are paying zero U.S. corporate tax. So it's a really important frame when you hear, for us to debunk, when you hear people say, well, that, you know, our corporations. I'm sorry, a corporation, I don't consider a corporation a truly American corporation just by virtue of the fact that it has an American name, or that it was, you know, 50, 60, 80 years ago started by somebody in America. I mean, I'll ask you this question, Cameron. I mean, is Goldman Sachs an American corporation? You know?
They have a building in New York City, I know that.
Right. They have a building in New York City. They employ some people in New York City. But they're as global as you get. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, like, why, what benefit does it have to us to allow a corporation like Goldman Sachs or ExxonMobil have preferential treatment to anything if it really isn't operating, behaving as, or really functioning as, an American corporation? Hey, Cameron, thanks for the call. Thanks for making the point, man.
No problem.
Take care. All right. Sean in Denver. Sean, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David. I'm a free market conservative, anti-war conservative, and that other caller kind of upset me. First off, having this oil contract isn't going to bring back any of our soldiers, which is unfortunate. And I think I would rather see oil companies, whether they're U.S. or have a headquarters in Texas, I'd like to see these oil companies learn how to win a contract without the full support of the U.S. Army and without, you know, the backing of a foreign policy. If they were able to win a contract on their own, I think the world would be a lot safer and they'd be a more efficient company.
You know, that's a really good point, that a lot of these oil companies are big funders of free market think tank, quote-unquote free market think tanks, the Republican Party, and you're right. T. Boone Pickens making the argument that they deserve some sort of economic preference because ours and our troops invaded Iraq is an argument highly antithetical to free market fundamentalism, right? To the free market idea. It's saying that they need a boost, effectively a military and public subsidy. That's a really, really good point. Hey, Sean, thanks for the call, man. 831 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Looks like they've reopened both sides of East I-70 from basically Air Park to the Kansas State line, so you can now travel from Denver to Kansas. Looks like some of that weather has moved out, so that is a good thing for us. They did also clean up that crash northbound I-25 at Alameda, so that's no longer a problem. Seeing some delays, though. Northbound side of 25 from C-470 to Dry Creek as you're trying to get through the tech center. Got this crash from southbound I-25 to E-470. Other crashes, Mississippi east of 225 in a single vehicle accident. Westbound 6th Avenue near Indiana. 285, really slick between Wadsworth and Sheridan. Do be careful. Earlier we had a couple of multi-vehicle accidents in that stretch. Snowy and icy conditions along I-25 over Raton Pass down to the south. Also icy patches on I-76 east of Fort Morgan. Forecast, patchy fog followed by sunshine before the clouds roll in this afternoon. Still chilly with a high near 48 right now, 33 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Health One is hosting a system-wide open house for experienced nurses. Experienced RNs, please join them on October 23rd from 10 to 2. Learn more at healthonenursing.jobs. That's www.healthonenursing.jobs.
Mario Solis Merritt.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Theraflu to Aleve to Soft Lips, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
A flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Airbags don't work, and the car's electrical systems are rusting away. Avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
The rain. A perfect moment for a soothing cup of tea. And for me, the best tea moments are made with Twinings Tea. After all, they've been blending the world's finest teas for over 300 years. So I can just sit back with the refreshing aroma of my Twinings Pure Peppermint Herbal Tea And even this rainy day will feel a bit brighter. Twinings of London, you deserve a better cup of tea.
Pick up a box of delicious Twinings tea today or visit twiningsusa.com.
...and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Tires.
Sir, we tires are having a tough time working as a team.
Oh, how so?
Well, right front is underinflated.
Go on, without me.
And left rear is going bald.
Hey!
It's the truth, and right rear seems a little unbalanced.
Stop staring at me.
Tire irregularities, waste gasoline. Head to the dealership.
There's no time to spare.
Buy tires, get a gift card. Right now, buy four Yokohama tires, and you'll get a $50 Cabela's gift card. That's right, a $50 Cabela's gift card with purchase of four Yokohama tires. Hurry, limited time offer.
You were rich, had a great deal on tires, and the car's running better than ever.
We work well under pressure.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going. Get ready for winter. See your participating local Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today. No appointment necessary. See participating dealership for hours and rebate details through 11:30 09.
It's Chevy Truck Month with full-size deals on full-size trucks, like 0% APR for qualified buyers on 2009 Tahoe and Suburbans. See your local Chevy dealer. Length of contract limited. Not available with other offers. Take delivery by November 2nd, 2009.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874 or online at SolSourceInc.com.
836 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to take a moment or two away from our discussion about whether we are entitled to Iraq's oil. It's the controversial comment of T. Boone Pickens. We're going to take a few moments away from that to check in on another story that we've been tracking here on AM 760. One note before we get to that story. If you want to weigh in on the interview we did with Senator Chris Roemer in the first hour, he announced, and it's in the Denver Post today, that he will be pushing legislation to regulate the medical marijuana industry. The question is whether his push is a push to crack down on medical marijuana or to better clarify the law to help the medical marijuana industry find some kind of legal clarity. You can weigh in on that in the AM 760 Progressive Forum, am760.net. Just click forums, and you'll see it right there in the politics thread. I posted an initial piece. Would like to hear your thoughts. Senator Roemer said he'd like to hear your thoughts as well. Now we're going to go to the phone just for a second, and we will get back to our discussion. If you're on the line holding about our discussion about Iraq's oil, we will get to your calls in just a few moments. But we wanted to check in with Westward's Jared Jakang-Marr. He had a follow-up to his piece about pit bull policy here in Denver, a really, really controversial policy. He had written a very long piece about Denver's ban on pit bulls. He issued a follow-up piece a couple weeks ago that we wanted to fill you in on. The headline, in Denver, animal control decides which dogs are pit bulls, but what happens if they're wrong? Jared, this update, I guess, suggests that there may be some wrongful executions of dogs that aren't really pit bulls here in Denver. Is that true, and how big a potential problem is this?
Well, the particular follow-up that I did was in the earlier piece I had written last month, I kind of followed the story of this guy, Kevin O'Connell. he lives in Thornton, is a civil engineer and goes out of town a lot, and had left his two dogs with a friend here in Denver. One of the dogs got out and bit another dog, and animal control showed up. But instead of picking up the dog, his one dog that had actually attacked another dog, they decided to pick up his dog, Dexter, under the suspicion that Dexter was a pit bull. And what happened was is the dog was immediately impounded. Kevin O'Connell had to go down and kind of bail his dog out by promising that he wouldn't bring Dexter back into Denver city limits. And what occurs every time a dog is brought in under being a suspicion of being a pit bull is they have to go and undergo this evaluation by three different employees of animal control who look at the dog's physical characteristics and then decide if this dog meets Denver's standards for pit bullness. And what Kevin O'Connell actually did was he challenged that determination. He said, my dog Dexter is not a pit bull. And they had this, an administrative hearing, and O'Connell had brought in experts from the United Kennel Club and some other dog experts to testify that Dexter was in fact not a pit bull, but was a mix of some different bully breeds, as they call them. And the hearing actually determined that, yes, these animal control evaluators were actually wrong in deciding that Dexter was a pit bull. Dexter's not a pit bull. He is free to go and roam the streets of Denver as much as he wants. But this, Kevin O'Connell's attorneys had brought up a really important question about this, is if O'Connell would not have tried to fight that determination, or if he would have just decided to leave Dexter in the hands of animal control, Dexter would have almost certainly been put to sleep under the city's 20-year pit bull ban.
Mm-hmm.
And for numbers that I've gotten from the city show that in the past 20 years, over 3,400 dogs have been exterminated in Denver just because they were pit bulls. And some of these dogs were presumably dogs that, you know, were taken away from families, dogs that were, could have been adopted out. But because the city said, well, we think they're pit bulls, then we are going to have to put them to sleep. And that begs the question, of course, how many of those dogs actually weren't pit bulls? If they got it wrong with Dexter, how many other dogs did they
get it wrong? It's a really disturbing story. I mean, the number of just total executions is really disturbing. And then the idea that at least some of these might not have been actual pit bulls is even more disturbing. I mean, you don't I don't want to liken it to, you know, wrongful execution of humans, but there's this similar kind of quality to it, is that and in this case we're kind of genetically evaluating whether these dogs are pit bulls, and now there are so many mixes and breeds out there, and so many mutts, if you will, that it really you can see how widespread the problem might be. Is there going to be an effort to tighten up the definition of what a pit bull is and is not, or is this just still sort of existing in legal limbo?
Well, I think first of all, what this really shows is this really complicated process the city has had to create, animal control has had to create, in order to actually its ban that was enacted by city council 20 years ago. I mean, the real problem is, well, what is a pit bull?
Right.
An actual pit bull isn't even a thick recognized breed. There is no breed, pit bull breed. You can't open up one of these dog breed books and find a pit bull.
You can't take a blood test and do a DNA test.
Well, they can with other dogs, but some of the experts that I've talked to said, well, pit bulls specifically, or this grouping of breeds that we're talking about, it's really, really difficult to determine one way or another what an actual pit bull is, because under the city of Denver's definition, there's three specific breeds that fall under their guideline of being a pit bull. And when you actually try to take these and make policy out of this, then all of a sudden you're having to look at, well, is it a majority pit bull? Is it more than 50% pit bull, and all that the city of Denver looks at is just physical characteristics. So, you know, the cropping of their ears, the size of their muzzle.
Yeah, and that's scary. I mean, like, I have a dog, you know, just as an example. Not, it doesn't look like a pit bull, but I have a dog that looks like, that's a golden doodle that looks like an Airedale. You know, I mean, like, in other words, the idea that they're just sizing them up by how they look. I mean, a lot of different dogs look pretty similar for various reasons, just like a lot of humans who aren't related to each other happen to look a little similar. I mean, everybody's got their doppelganger, right? I mean, it's like, it's those kinds of things. And you're right. When you hear of a pit bull ban, it sounds so simple. But as you report, it's really not simple. And I just hope, and I hope that Denver officials are trying to clarify this because, you know, 3,500 executions with the idea that some of them, even if it was a small fraction, that some of them weren't even pit bulls, it's just a tragedy on top of a tragedy. Jared Jakangmar of Westward, you can find his work at westward.com. Thank you so much for your reporting and keeping us abreast of it. Really appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks, David.
Take care. 844 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, we're going to go back to the phones and continue discussing whether we are entitled, as T. Boone Pickens says, to Iraq's oil. Are American private corporations, because they're based here, entitled to Iraq's oil over other countries' private corporations because the United States invaded Iraq? 303-713-7600. Ray in Denver. Ray, you're on AM 760. Hello, Ray.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I hope what I'm going to say is not going to make you mad. But I absolutely agree with this congressman. Why? Because we're a very generous country. We help everybody. Now with Iraq, have any of these countries come to help us or to find out about these insane suicide bombers? 7,000 people were killed in New York. What country had planes flying over the Pentagon and Washington and everywhere trying to kill our president? We are a very generous country. If we take that oil, we will be good with it. We will help everyone with it. We need the money. We owe trillions to China. Just think, China could turn around and say, hey, I'm tired of this. I want Alaska.
Ray, there's a couple problems with your argument. Ray, first of all, I don't hear you connecting 9/11 to the Iraq war. Are you trying to connect 9/11?
Why did Bush start the war? Because he was angry. He had to respond when the 7,000 people were killed in New York.
Ray, Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11.
Oh, yes, it did. That was the only reason we went in there.
Ray, George W. Bush has said repeatedly, George W. Bush, along with all of the intelligence officials, have said that Iraq had nothing to do with creating the 9/11 tragedy. Do you not accept that? Do you think Iraq was behind 9/11, Ray?
I do.
You think Iraq was behind? Okay, well, you. Okay,
I think it was all.
You think Saddam Hussein? You think Saddam Hussein was orchestrated?
Bombers.
Okay.
We had to go in there and find out what was happening.
Ray, respectfully. You should not be talking about insanity and come on a radio show and say that Iraq was behind the 9/11 attacks, because every intelligence official, all the way up to George W. Bush himself, has said and would say that you are the one who is insane. Thanks for the call. Richie in Denver. Richie, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how are you? You know, she just needs to take her meds this morning. That's all for Ray. You know, I think we should just take their oil, then go across the border into Iran, nuke them, take theirs, you know, and tell Saudi Arabia we had enough of their crap, you know, take their oil, just go in there and take everything over. Like Randy Newman said, anyhow, let's drop the big one now. You know, we should just take them all, make a deal with China, we'll split up the world. Isn't that what they want? Isn't that what these multinational corporations want?
I mean, apparently, here's the thing. I want to be really clear. I think American firms should have every right to bid on an equal playing field with firms all across the world for if Iraq is going to open up its oil fields. I'm not against that. My point here is, are we are our firms entitled to preferential treatment? And that's the part where I don't really understand the argument. I don't get it. I don't get how
it's an insane argument. How we just went in there and destroyed their country for no reason, and now we're supposed to be first in line.
I mean, but again, I mean, you would agree with me that, like, look, if ExxonMobil makes a good competitive bid, let's say ExxonMobil makes the best bid, right? Yes, then the bid gets accepted on fair terms, then absolutely, ExxonMobil should get the contract. But I don't think ExxonMobil or any other American corporation should have any kind of inherent right to put in a bid that doesn't win an auction, but be artificially made the winner of an oil auction because they happen to have an office in the United States, which is the country that invaded Iraq.
I think that if that happens, no matter how fair that seems, it will seal the deal. We were there for the oil.
Well,
they win the bid.
And you know what? That's the fear, right? I mean, that's the national security implication of this. If we strut around and say and legislate, in effect, through the Iraqi parliament, that our firms get preferential treatment, then I'm sorry. You can't simultaneously do that and then claim that this wasn't a war about imperialism and oil. You're absolutely right. Hey, thanks for the call, man. 850 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, got a serious new multi-vehicle accident northbound I-25 just before 6th Avenue. Looks like about 7, 8, maybe 9 cars involved in this one. University to 6th Avenue is where you're going to find the stop and go. Also got a crash on westbound 6th Avenue near Indiana out on the west side, and a surface street crash Mississippi east of 225. Now, getting reports of 285 being very slick between Wadsworth and Sheridan. Had a couple earlier crashes there. Rest of the drive starting to, you know, pick up for us a little bit, but you still want to be careful, especially on those bridges, ramps, and overpasses. Both directions of I-70 now open. They've been closed for most of the overnight and into this morning, but now you can move both ways between Kansas and Denver. Snowy ice conditions on 25 over Raton Pass between New Mexico and Colorado. Also got some icy patches sticking to 76 east of Fort Morgan. The forecast, patchy morning fog becoming mostly cloudy, still cold, highs in the upper 40s, righties in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ralph Shaw Mini, now offering a $259 a month lease on the Mini Cooper hardtop with 3 years, 36,000 mile, no cost maintenance. For more information, visit RalphShawMini.com.
Intoxicatingly.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I had my hesitations about reporting my boss, but in the end, I knew it was the right thing to do. I really did like the fact that my reporting software piracy stayed confidential.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
855 here on AM 760 Progressive Talker. I keep saying we. Are American-based private corporations entitled to Iraq's oil, entitled to preferential treatment, entitled to get Iraq's oil before other countries' private corporations because we invaded Iraq? 303-713-7600. That's the quote from T. Boone Pickens. He says that our corporations are. What do you think? Jim from Fort Collins. Jim, you're on AM 760.
I disagree with Pickens. I think that our oil company should be in that bidding just like everybody else. But I have another possible alternative or an extra idea, and that is our government is the ones that, let's say, rescued this oil and protected the resources. Is there a way that we could convince the Iraqi government to allow us to put some of that oil into our strategic oil reserve? This way it would be in the property of the U.S. government, and presumably it's used for future needs, and at that time it's distributed in a little bit more equitable way.
Yeah, you know, that's, I mean, you make a, I see where you're going with this. It's a good point. You're making a distinction between should our private corporations have a right to preferential treatment, or should we, effectively we, the taxpayer, have a right to preferential treatment through the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And that's a good point. I mean, I guess I would be more comfortable with that, but I also think, you know, beyond the cost of the war, right? And where this really gets dicey is, should we recover the cost of the war and the cost of invasion from Iraq itself? Was this really an investment deal? In a sense, right? Are we really going to look at this as investors? Hey, we put money in, you know, blood, treasure, and we deserve to get that money out. Or should we have trusted George Bush, who says this wasn't about an investment, this was about quote-unquote freedom? I mean, that's where this thing really gets dicey. And I think that if we're going to preserve at least the face of this as somewhat of a moral endeavor, you know, if we're not going to look like this was all about imperialism and just getting oil, then if we look at it punitively, hey, that oil is ours, it's just going to make us look really, really bad on the world stage. If this is about making the Middle East more safe, I don't think making moves, economic moves, laying imperialist claims to Iraq's oil is a way to make the Middle East more safe. If you accept that that was what the mission was about, and I don't fully accept that that's what the mission was about, but if you're a conservative and you accept George W. Bush's premise of the war, then I don't see how you can support something that would make us look that imperialistic, because it wouldn't make the Middle East more safe. Hey, thanks for the call, Jim. All right, stick around. After the break, we'll get back to this subject and also a congressional whistleblower on the bailout. Stick around.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 Minutes.
CBS.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
With gold trading at record highs, screaming offers to buy such as paying 40% more, paying $100 over market price, or this week only, are blasting the airwaves. The bottom line is, what are you really getting paid for by the ounce, penny weight, or gram? Is the buyer ready and willing to answer your questions? Is buying or selling gold their primary business every day? Are their scales certified by the state and in view? Is the latest gold price posted? Rocky Mountain Coin, Colorado's leading precious metals exchange, meets these standards and continues to provide the most competitive price and service with honor and integrity. A five-time receiver of the Gold Star Award from the Better Business Bureau and on Tom Martino's referral list. Visit them at 538 South Broadway, same location for over 30 years. Call them at 303-777-GOLD or online at RockyMountainCoin.com. Gold, silver, rare coins and currency. Best service, best price, always. That's Rocky Mountain Coin.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The economy may be showing signs of coming back to life, but employers still aren't jumping to fatten their payrolls. The Labor Department says last week the number of workers filing first-time claims for jobless benefits climbed unexpectedly. Economist Stuart Hoffman says for the fifth straight week, the number of people continuing to receive benefits fell.
Total number of people collecting unemployment insurance fell a bit, but we're never clear if that's because people are running out of benefits, which is, of course, the wrong reason for it to fall, or if people are getting jobs.
The world's largest retailer is throwing down the gauntlet early. Walmart has announced the first in a series of weekly price cuts on thousands of products in its stores through the holidays. Retail analyst Candace Corlett says it's a savvy move given the slack economy.
This holiday season, shoppers are going to be focused on price. And if Walmart, who's known for low price to start with, is also slashing prices, they clearly understand their shopper and the importance of price this season.
Pay cuts on the way for some very highly compensated executives. With a story, we're live at the White House with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, the Treasury Department will announce an up to 90% comp cut for the highest paid executives at companies bailed out by the government. The head of the Congressional Bailout Watchdog Committee, Elizabeth Warren, told CBS News the action sends a message.
Guys, you have to understand, you can't party on like it's 2007. If you're going to have to take taxpayer dollars, then it means the game has to change.
The order, just over 2 hours from now, will target 25 executives at seven companies rescued by the government. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The House Financial Services Committee on track to approve creation of a Consumer Financial Protection Agency. The new agency would regulate mortgages, credit cards, and savings accounts. No time to waste in Afghanistan. Workers starting to move ballot boxes onto trucks, getting ready for the November 7th runoff between President Hamid Karzai and his main challenger, Abdullah Abdullah. A top Afghan official says authorities are worried that security forces won't have enough time to make sure that all the country's polling places are protected. In Florida, Clay County Sheriff Rick Beasler is vowing his people won't rest in their investigation into the murder of a 7-year-old girl, Summer Thompson, whose body has been found in a Georgia landfill.
I am very confident that we are going to have a positive outcome and find the person or people who are responsible for the death of this beautiful child.
The girl, who lived in a Jacksonville suburb, went missing on her walk home from school on Monday. Well, he could be looking at a year behind bars. Grammy-winning rapper Lil Wayne has pleaded guilty to attempted weapons possession after police say a gun was found aboard his tour bus in New York City. He had been set to go on trial in January on a charge of illegal gun possession. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 50, the Nasdaq down about 9. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. If your furnace just went south for the winter, that should come as very good news. Even better, pick an Energy Star qualified furnace and enjoy 50% more energy efficiency plus lower energy bills. Make the most of a chilly situation with special deferred financing storewide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 28th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File to tell you about the new Bose Quiet Comfort 15 acoustic noise-canceling headphones, the quietest ever. Exclusive Bose technologies have produced a significant improvement in noise reduction. When you fly, engine roar fades even more. At home or at work, your favorite music and movies will sound amazingly distinct and clear. Call 1-800-511-3012 or visit Bose.com/listen for a 30-day risk-free trial with free shipping. The new QC15 headphones from Bose. 1-800-511-3012.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM760 local news update.
It quit snowing out there, and the wind died down, so we're not seeing that drifting snow like we had most of the night.
But CDOT's Joe Tucker says I-70 is still closed this morning from Lyman to the Kansas state line. A number of schools on the eastern plains are also closed today because of snow and icy road conditions. A Weld County man has died. His wife is in critical condition after a fight between neighbors over a pit bull.
This originally started when a pit bull was seized from the deceased person on Sunday by our animal control officers. That situation continued to escalate until the unfortunate incident last night, resulting in a shooting in which the one victim is dead and another one still in the hospital.
Deputy Shane Schofield says they're now looking for the two suspects. Colorado Health Department is reporting six more H1N1 deaths, bringing the total in Colorado to 20. Governor Bill Ritter will unveil the state's new website today to help you determine how severe your flu symptoms might be and whether you need to see a doctor. Colorado is the first state to adopt a free online self-assessment tool. In sports, the Phillies are back in the World Series for the second straight year. They finished off the Dodgers last night for the National League pennant. Now they wait for the winner of the series between the Yankees and the Angels. And the Colorado Avalanche got a point last night despite losing in a shootout to the Minnesota Wild. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's not a good way to wrap up this morning's commute, that's with a multi-vehicle accident northbound I-25 near 6th Avenue. Sounds like there's a couple different ones in the backups as well, one near Alameda, other one being reported in Washington. Crash in the cleanup stages in Lakewood. This is near Indiana on 6th Avenue. Speeds on the rest of the highways, though, they're starting to pick up. There will be some slick spots on bridges and ramps as it remains cool, but hopefully those will burn off the warmer it gets. Silver Street wreck in Aurora being cleaned up in Mississippi just east of 225. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high temperature in the upper 40s, maybe even cracking the 50-degree mark. It's going to be mostly cloudy. Currently, it is 37 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, road safety starts where rubber meets road. Through October, when you visit your neighborhood Toyota dealers and buy three tires, you get the fourth tire for just $1. For the right tires at the right price, trust your neighborhood Toyota dealer. Toyota, the right choice.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show, mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
My brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
Wow! 907 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to have on Congressman Brad Sherman from California after he is finished voting. He is he's got a pretty blockbuster revelation. He's dug out a massive power grab by the Obama administration and Tim Geithner on behalf of Wall Street out of a huge bill. He's dug through this bill and had a really amazing interchange with Treasury Secretary Geithner about this. We're going to talk to him about this as soon as he's done voting. We will go back to the phone, 303-713-7600. Are we entitled, and by we, I mean American private corporations. Are American private corporations entitled to preferential treatment in buying Iraq oil? Should they get preferential positions to own and control Iraq's oil fields? Not the American taxpayer, not American veterans, but private corporations who happen to have private multinational corporations who happen to have an office in the United States. 303-713-7600. T-Boone Pickens says yes. What do you say? 303-713-7600. Bruce and Greeley. Bruce, you're on AM 760.
How you doing?
Good.
I think the veterans and the American people ought to get that oil. They fought for it. It was a hoax. And if they're going to prosecute that balloon boy, they ought to prosecute Bush and Cheney. I tell you what, that oil means a lot to those companies, but it means more to the American people.
Well, but, I mean, there's a couple issues you bring up here. T-Boone Pickens is talking about multinational corporations, the Exxon Mobils of the world, not talking about the U.S. government or the U.S. taxpayer or veterans. So
U.S. companies.
But is Exxon Mobil really a U.S. company? I mean, it's got an office in the United States. It's a multinational corporation. It's got offices all over the world. It operates all over the world. There is a very good case to be made. It barely pays any taxes. That's according to the GAO. Okay, so my only point in making that point is we are in an era now where being economically patriotic does not necessarily mean being pro a global multinational corporation. I mean, just because a company has an American name doesn't mean it's what you and I.
They're not owned by the Saudi Arabians, correct?
Well, they're not owned by the Saudi Arabians, but they're owned by investors all over the world.
Correct. But see, this is why the world was fought. It was all about oil. We all know that. Okay? And the reason we fought for the oil was for these multi-corporations. And I don't think it's right. I think that the American people deserve that oil. We fought for that oil. We died for that oil. And it should come to the American people.
But what about the Iraqi people?
The Iraqi people, yes. They're into it, too, but they also get a cut. But we should get a large portion of that pie as well.
There are so many issues with this. I mean, the Iraqi people, I'll just give you an example, Bruce. You said, okay, the Iraqi people are entitled to it because, you know, it's theirs. And a poll, the poll that we have, the major poll about this issue shows that the Iraqi people, 2-1 against any foreign ownership of their oil fields. So how do you square that circle?
Well, for one thing, the whole reason we went to war was because Saddam nationalized the oil industry in Iraq. Okay? A lot of companies lost interest. Halliburton was kicked out. Exxon was kicked out. Most of all the other oil companies were kicked out of that country, and that's the main reason why they all decided to go back in there and take Saddam. It wasn't because he was a mean, nasty guy. They sold him the stuff to gas the Kurds with 20 years ago. They came up with 5 or 10 different reasons before it was all over to go in there. But we all know the real reason was to get their oil back.
Well, I agree in the sense that oil was definitely, undeniably, a part of this. And whether you and by the way, I think some people would make the argument that oil was a part of this because the Bush administration was so close to the oil, private oil industry profiteers, and other people would say that oil was a part of this in the sense that neoconservative ideologues would think our national security is safer if we have a more military control of the world's oil supplies. Either way, you're right. I think oil was obviously a part of this. But again, the problem here is that either we behave now, after the war is over, like we believe the official justification for the war, which was more about morality and safety, right? And if it's morality and safety, if it was democracy and keeping the world safe, those are different goals than imperialism, than oil imperialism. Because actually, those two goals are mutually exclusive. If we now move ahead like oil imperialists, we are going to potentially, quite literally, threaten the other supposed goal of the war, which is to make the world more safe. Because if we go in there behave like imperialists, those polls suggest in Iraq that we will inflame anti-American passions.
I understand what you're saying. You're acting like a very good progressive Democrat. And as so, you know, we all have different ideas. That's why we're progressives. We don't march under the same flag. However, let me tell you something. Americans died for that oil. okay? And the Iraqi, and much many more Iraqis died for that oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
We do deserve a portion of that oil.
I just think looking at it like that, and you call it progressive, I think it's pragmatic. I just think looking at it like that negates our history. I'll give you an example. You talk about soldiers dying. Many, many, obviously, soldiers, American soldiers, died in World War II. After World War II, in a broad sense, we didn't walk around Europe like we owned the place. In fact, we passed the Marshall Plan to help rebuild Europe, to actually put even more resources into Europe. And that's a different attitude than a post-Iraq war behavior that might say, hey, we're entitled now because we won the war. Quote-unquote, won the war, to plunder.
Well, now, hold on. We did plunder Germany, okay? And we not only plundered Germany, but after World War II, we also built Israel. We also created the State of Israel. We did, in a sense, act as though we controlled a large portion of Europe.
Well, we did, but did we extract... there's a difference between rebuilding and exerting influence and quite literally extracting physical resources, right? I mean, taking oil is a finite physical resource. This is a question of who owns that finite physical resource.
I understand that. But if you look at the oil fields all throughout the whole world, we have military bases surrounding most every one of them.
We do.
And the fact of the matter is, oil is a very large commodity and it's becoming very scarce, okay? For the simple fact that American lives were sent in a hoax, okay, to help these Iraqi people. The Iraqi people are back on the feet. I believe they should owe us some kind of recourse on that oil.
All right. Well, hey, look, I disagree in the sense that I don't think that's the way we should necessarily look at this. I think that, I will agree with you in the sense that, yes, American lives were tragically lost in this war, and that I don't know if I would say, I don't know if I like the word entitled, but I think that has already given us a lot of strategic advantages beyond the fact, beyond us needing to now move ahead, as T. Boone Pickens suggests, in a way that is sort of overtly imperialistic. But hey, we can agree to disagree. Hey, Bruce, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM760.
Morning, David.
Morning.
I think T. Boone Pickens admitted with his statement that he was probably one of the principals at the White House when Cheney had his energy conference right after the inauguration of Bush. We hit them for their oil. There's no question about it. Basically, by saying we went in there, we deserve the oil, he's admitting that. He's admitting that.
Pickens is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, whether he realizes it or not, the old gas bag is admitting that he was in on that.
Yeah. No. I think that's right. And I think, you know, that what wasn't brought up in this meeting in Congress was, as I said, squaring the circle. Right. These two concepts are antithetical. Either you went in to make the world, to make that region safer, to tamp down anti-Americanism, and to build a democracy and a free market there, or you went in for the oil, and those two concepts can't really live together, right? Because if you're now going to make an imperialistic claim on the oil, I want preferential, non-free market preference for my private corporations, that is antithetical, obviously, to the free market. It's antithetical to the goal of tamping down anti-Americanism in Iraq. And you're exactly right. Maybe what this is, maybe this is T. Boone Pickens saying what we all know, but in a way that was inadvertent, right? Maybe he's letting us in on the secret that we already all knew. Maybe in saying that we are, or our corporations are entitled to Iraq's oil, he is simply stating a truth that's been the truth for a long time, that this war was as much, if not more, about oil than anything else. Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for the point, making the point. 917 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to throw an audible here. Here's what we're going to do. After the break, we're going to interview Chuck Klosterman, the fantastic rock and pop culture critic, the author of books like Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs. He's got a new book out. We're going to talk to Klosterman after the break, and then we'll take more of your calls on this Iraq issue. And at the end of the show, towards the end of the show, we're going to get Congressman Brad Sherman from California to let us in on...
Yeah, they're a little late on doing some votes here today.
Yeah,
Dave,
hey,
so
it's,
you know,
the beauty of live radio,
pull
right?
Off the floor.
No, no. And the beauty...
I tried. Trust me, he's a good producer. I tried to say, hey, go get him off the floor and put him on the radio right now.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Make it a no vote on this one. Not.
Well, so, I got to tell you something. People are going to want to stick around for this. The headline... in his press release, and this is why we got him on, Geithner rejects $1 trillion limit on secret bailout power. Sherman, a member of the Financial Services Committee, has dug out a provision in there, a pretty secret provision that nobody seems to notice, that would give Tim Geithner a huge amount of unchecked power to hand over more money to Wall Street. So stick around for that.
I think he calls it TARP on steroids.
Yes, exactly. The bailout... on steroids. That's exactly, as if it wasn't already on steroids.
Exactly.
So we will talk to Brad Sherman, but after the break, we'll talk to Chuck Klosterman, then we'll take more of your calls, and then we will get to Congressman Brad Sherman on this explosive discovery here in this bill after, of course, a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, we have about 8-9 vehicles involved in a crash northbound I-25 just around 6th Avenue. Also now an accident in the backups near Santa Fe. So it's a really brutal stretch going northbound on 25 from University all the way to 6th Avenue. Southbounders starting to improve now heading into downtown. Seeing some heavier volumes right now. Westbound Turnpike, Wadsworth to McCasland. Same deal on 285. It's going to be slick there between Wadsworth and Sheridan. Also some delays due to earlier crashes there. So do be careful on 285 out on the West End. Your forecast, patchy fog, followed by sunshine is what they were telling us, but doesn't look like that's going to happen. And then clouds going to roll in. Still chilly with a high near 48, but no snow today. Tomorrow a little warmer, high around 55. Currently 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Been dreaming about replacing your old hot tub? Cal Spas will take that old clunker and give you up to three.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has connections from Hallmark greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I left the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx. The only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code? TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
How can I tell my son not to steal and then go to work and upload illegal software because my boss told me to? I have a problem with that, so I reported it to the BSA. I have no regrets.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
now Chuck Klosterman, his new book, Eating the Dinosaur. He's one of my favorite writers. He's written a number of books, including Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs, and Killing Yourself to Live. Chuck, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Having me on.
Okay, so I've got to ask the first question. One of my favorite essays that you've written was about the difference between an arch enemy and a nemesis. Tell us what, for the audience, what the difference between an arch enemy and a nemesis is, and if you have you yourself an arch enemy and or a nemesis now, today, in your own business, who it is?
Well, the premise of that piece was that people who succeed tend not to be sort of driven or supported by the people who are their friends. You know, there's this idea that you need to network and make friends, and I found that to be completely wrong. I think that successful people tend to be driven to success by their arch enemy and their nemesis. The nemesis is somebody in your life who technically is your friend, but you're essentially always at odds with them. If somebody knew you very well, knew both of you very well, they would probably assume you hate each other. But ultimately, they are your friend and would kind of be on your side if your arch enemy tried to destroy you. Because the arch enemy is the person who you actually feel better about their failure than your own success.
Schadenfreude.
That sort of defines feeling good about just someone else's failure in general. This is very specific. It's the sort of person you would never even really admit to being the archenemy of, because that in some way could give them satisfaction.
Who is your nemesis and your archenemy?
My nemesis was a guy I went to college with who, I guess, yeah, it's different. As you grow older, it was kind of hard to sustain this relationship. But, he was a guy, we had both punched each other at one point. We had lived together at one point. I feel like if somehow either one of us ever became a historical figure, future historians would see our lives constantly interacting. I ended up meeting my wife through him, which I think kind of drove him crazy. My arch enemy, to be honest, for a long time, was Rick Helling, a Major League Baseball pitcher who went to basketball camp with me in eighth grade and just seemed like a terrible person. I'd never met a guy who'd been a bigger jerk than this dude was as an eighth grader, and I really remembered that as I grew older. The thing that I always feel bad about, though, is in the article you mentioned, I mentioned how Rick Helling, this guy from Lakota, North Dakota, he played nearly 120 games one year, now he's sort of become a hero in the steroids war because he was one of the first guys. I always picked the wrong enemies. But I'm talking about Rick Helling, and I say, like, I'll never be satisfied as long as Rick Helling walks the earth. And unfortunately, almost immediately after writing this piece, a line drive broke his femur.
Oh, man.
Literally ending his career. For a while, his ability to walk the earth. So I feel like a jerk about that.
You might have almost felt personally responsible for wishing him, but if, obviously you weren't personally responsible for that.
Yeah. I also take some solace in the fact that I assume Rick Helling does not remember me at all.
Right. Well, that probably can give you some solace on that. Now I should ask. You do a lot of celebrity interviews. That's been what you've written for magazines. And again, Chuck, on the line with us, Chuck Klosterman, his new book, Eating the Dinosaur. Who do you think right now, when you look out at all of the weird, odd celebrities out there? I mean, here in Colorado, we're developing celebrities from Balloon Boy to Najee Bilazazi, all the like. In your mind, who is the most, if not interesting, then sort of vexing celebrity out there? Who catches your eye as somebody that we don't know enough about?
Well, the death of Michael Jackson really opens this up, because he really did dominate this field for a long time. In fact, it's going to be hard now with him dead to sort of use sort of a de facto crazy person joke, like you're as crazy as Michael Jackson, or this person's starting to become Michael Jackson.
Right.
The person now, I'm not, who is the most interesting or the most vexing?
Well, either or both. Like, if you're looking out, you got to do a story about a celebrity, and the person or a number of people who most interests you in terms of you think he or she isn't known well enough by the public.
Well, I suppose the most vexing are almost always the people who seem famous or particularly super famous for the least obvious or clear reason. Somebody like Lady Gaga, for example, whose fame is this kind of self-perpetuating machine. I've never in my lifetime remembered somebody who was a musician who was that famous who the majority of people I know, and I'm a rock critic, had never really heard her music. Like, it was just her fame. And that's sort of a vexing problem. I she seems to feel really good about it, too, and I would be curious talking to her about that. The most interesting person, I think it would be really interesting to interview Sarah Palin. I think she's an incredibly interesting kind of person that has never really existed before in America.
When you bring her up, let me interrupt and let me ask you, do you buy the idea that it is a new phenomenon, that you can be famous for being famous, or has that always been a phenomenon in American history?
That has always been, to a degree, a phenomenon. What is different about Palin, and honestly, even to a degree with Obama, is that it's relatively new that sort of this cult of personality aspect of people's relationship to celebrity, you know, to famous people, so directly fed into the political sphere. And that, I mean, both Palin running as vice president and Obama running as president, both really all of their momentum was really mostly generated by the celebrity around them. Now, are they famous for being famous? Well, no, but the mechanism works similarly, which is the sense that people's main interest is sort of how they see these people affecting strangers. And it has sort of that's why they use the word, you know, cult. I mean, it's kind of a cultic experience.
And I think that's a really good observation that I think you're right, that there has been fame for fame's sake, but now it has become, if not the only political factor in American political life, it certainly has become a factor, whereas it wasn't before. My guess is, I wonder if I had to guess, it would have something to do with Ronald Reagan, the first Hollywood star who became,
well,
you know, president.
Reagan was really the first like that, but the thing that I was talking about this with a friend of mine yesterday, you know, if you look at Al Franken now, and the moderate success Sonny Bono had, and Clint Eastwood's success as mayor, kind of a small community. It was hard to think of celebrities who have run and lost. I mean, Schwarzenegger ran and won. So I think that we've moved beyond this point where anybody would say, they're not going to take this celebrity seriously. It could be a net negative. It seems now across the board, pre-existing celebrity is a positive in politics, which makes me suspect that in 25 to 50 years, most political candidates will be celebrities.
That's real. You're right. I can't think of a celebrity who has run for office and not ultimately succeeded.
Warren Beatty was going to run and he didn't. And the thinking when he was going to run was that, well, people, he's still too much of a working actor. You know, Reagan had sort of been, kind of out of that game for a while when he started running for the governor of California. But now in retrospect, I wonder if Warren Beatty was wrong, if actually he would have had a greater success when he was sort of at a higher point, his moving notoriety. Don't think it hurt.
Yeah,
the only guy who lost is the guy from the West Wing who ran for the presidency. I'm blanking on his name now. In the most recent election, he ran as a Republican.
Fred Thompson.
Fred Thompson is the only guy I can think of whose celebrity seemed to translate, none at all to the world of politics. And it might be because they sort of saw his character on the West Wing as a politician, so So it didn't seem like he was really famous. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's certainly, you know, it's interesting. The Fred Thompson phenomenon, his celebrity certainly didn't, I don't think it wasn't the determining factor in hurting him. Maybe it didn't help him as much, but I don't think it sort of hurt him so much. Again, on the line with us is Chuck Klosterman in his new book, Eating the Dinosaur. He is a rock and culture critic. I should ask about your politics. Now, I've read almost all of your work, and I can't really detect where your personal politics come down. So I'm curious, how would you describe your own personal politics, and how much do they play in your coverage of pop culture and celebrity and music?
Well, I mean, I think politics and religion are kind of personal things. I don't ever really directly write about that. To be totally honest, I follow politics. This is going to make some people really upset, but it's true. I sort of follow politics the same way I follow sports.
Well, but that makes sense. That makes sense
I'm pretty apolitical. I mean, the way I live socially, I'm pretty left leaning. I think that, you know, being raised in the Midwest in a Catholic family, I probably subconsciously am pretty conservative. So I'm very empathetic toward really. The poles of both on the entire political spectrum. And because I try consciously to sort of detach myself from the emotional aspect of politics, which really is most of it. I'm not really answering your question, but that's on purpose.
No, but that's a fair answer. My last question for you is, we just talked about how, and it makes perfect sense that you say that you cover politics like you cover other parts of the culture, because politics has become so integrated into other parts of the culture. But I wonder, does it go the other way? I mean, if you had to put it on a scale for us, does the pop culture move the politics? Or does the politics move the pop culture, right? I mean, maybe there's no answer to that question.
No,
but
that's a really good question, because you would, I mean, okay, when does pop culture, it's always existed, obviously. When does pop culture sort of become the term that we use it as now? Well, it really came with the advent of the teenager. Most popular culture is directed toward people in that sort of middle period of life in between being a kid and an adult. And teenagers didn't exist in, say, 1910. I mean, there were people who were 15, but basically you were a kid and then you started working. So it really wasn't until post kind of World War II that there's this advent of teenage culture and therefore pop culture. Now, initially, when you look at, say, the 60s, certainly politics drove the culture. That the sort of the changes of, you know, the way the world was changing seemed almost to feed the Beatles as much as the Beatles sort of fed the consumer. And then throughout the 70s, they sort of became more and more intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
Now I would say definitely pop culture drives politics more than the other way around, because there's just been kind of a universal embrace of the idea that populism is somehow pragmatism. That if everyone feels this way, or if everybody kind of likes something, or everybody sort of universally dislikes something, that regardless of its merits, it's populist, and therefore it must be pragmatic. And who succeeds? Pragmatic politicians.
I couldn't agree more, and I think that, you know, that's where I come down. I think that so much of our pop culture is driving our politics rather than the other way around, and I think, you know, I think there are some good things about that, but I think you're absolutely right. There are some really, really bad parts of that. Chuck Klosterman, his new book, Eating the Dinosaur, I encourage everybody to go get it and get all of his other books. They are really, really terrific. Chuck, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me on, man.
So that was, again, as I said, one of my favorite authors out there, Chuck Klosterman. Pick up all of his books. And, you know, they're the kind of books that make you laugh when you read them. And they're really just a joy to read. And they're all about the low culture. As he even says, one of his book subtitles talks about the low culture. It's really a...
He wrote the foreword for this new book The Onion put out, this book of lists.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
That's really, really funny, man. The foreword that he wrote in it, and then just the whole Onion compilation.
You would particularly love him, Turk, because he's a rock guy.
Yeah,
he writes all about.
I know.
rock bands. And
no, after, you know, you kind of turned me on to him. I didn't know a whole lot about him until we started talking about him, and I was, you know, kind of Googling him yesterday, and
I bet his new book is great. All right, after the break, we're going to take a couple more of your calls about this Iraq issue. Do you think we are entitled to Iraq's oil? T. Boone Pickens told Congress yesterday that we are. What do you think? 303-713-7600. And then we're going to get, hopefully, if he gets off the floor of the House and doesn't have to vote, Congressman Brad Sherman from California on... He's blowing the whistle, saying that there's a provision in one of the Wall Street reform bills that would be a massive unregulated giveaway to Wall Street. Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Still brutal on northbound I-25 between the Tech Center and downtown due to a couple different crashes. You're first going to run into one around Santa Fe and also one just south of 6th Avenue, but that's causing our backups past the University of Denver there, University Boulevard. Also sluggish southbound I-25, I-70 past Spear. Both directions of I-70 now open between Denver and Kansas. The pavement conditions, however, are slick, slushy, and wet. Also snowy and icy conditions on 25 down south over Raton Pass. And icy patches and snow sticking to the pavement on 76 east of Fort Morgan. The forecast, patchy fog, followed by what they thought was going to be a little bit of sunshine before mostly cloudy conditions rolling this afternoon. Still chilly with a high near 48. Tomorrow a little warmer, a high around 55. Currently 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going.
Arapaho Basin is now open for the 2009-2010 winter season. Get your bonus season pass for just $359 and ski 5 days at Breckenridge or Keystone, plus unlimited skiing at Arapaho Basin all season long. Go to arapahobasin.com or call 1-888-ARAPAHO.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, Michelle Bachman says Bob Dole hates freedom. We'll take your call.
The Home Depot has special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. If your furnace just went south for the winter, that should come as very good news. Even better, pick an Energy Star qualified furnace and enjoy 15% more energy efficiency plus lower energy bills. Make the most of a chilly situation with special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 28th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
Do you know if your airbags are working? One out of every 25 airbags is not properly repaired after an accident. Make sure the airbags in your used car work. Step one to finding out, get a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
The Home Depot has special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. If your furnace just went south for the winter, that should come as very good news. Even better, pick an Energy Star qualified furnace and enjoy 15% more energy efficiency plus lower energy bills. Make the most of a chilly situation with special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 28th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month.
For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
Let's just do a little news with a weird update before we get to calls. Fox News ratings undamaged by the White House war. Many critics of the Obama administration's ongoing war against Fox News have cautioned that, if anything, calling out the network will only increase its ratings. News Corp echoed those sentiments Wednesday, telling a media summit that their ratings have been undamaged. Science news. With the fall marathon season in full swing, thousands of runners are gearing up for the big day. Just as important as their broken-in shoes and heart rate monitor is their source of motivation, inspiration, and distraction, their tunes. Running with music has become so common that the two biggest names in both industries, Nike and Apple, have been joined at the hip with the Nike iPod combination. And several recent studies suggest that there is a connection between exercise and listening to music. Here's a faux pas. MSNBC's Contessa Brewer has apologized for mixing up civil rights activists Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. She made the slip-up Wednesday while introducing Jackson during a segment on homelessness. After the introduction, Jackson stared at the camera from a studio in Burbank, California, and said, I'm Reverend Jesse Jackson. Brewer explained that her script read that she was to introduce the Reverend Al Sharpton. It's a bad mess up. Cops lose 2-gram bag of cocaine used to train dogs. Police in Naples, Florida, on the lookout for cocaine, somehow they lost their own stash. The 2-gram packet was discovered missing this summer from a narcotics kit used in training. Robber pleads guilty after leech provides DNA. An Australian man faces jail for armed robbery after police used blood from a leech to make a DNA match from a 2001 crime scene. That's really bizarre. White wine is bad for the teeth. Enjoying a glass of white wine on a frequent basis can damage the teeth, something many winemakers and tasters will know firsthand, say experts. That's a new study from the BBC. Well, it's being reported by the BBC. A new AP poll of 1,166 pet owners conducted by the AP and PetSide.com show that while most pet owners would go to the mat for their pets, many are unprepared for pet emergency, but a majority are willing to go mouth to muzzle to save their dogs.
You would do that to Monty? I know you would.
Definitely. 100%.
Seriously. You'd go mouth to muzzle?
Absolutely. To save Monty? Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Definitely. To save his life? Of course. Crazy? He's a member of the family.
I don't know if I would.
You would.
I know you would. Put in that position.
And our last news of the weird story. Light at night linked to symptoms of depression in mice. Too much light at night can lead to symptoms of depression. According to a new study in mice, researchers found that mice housed in a lighted room 24 hours a day exhibited more depressive symptoms than did similar mice that had a normal light-dark cycle. So make sure when you're going to bed that it is dark in there. That's your News of the Weird update. Okay, we'll go back to the phones. Are we entitled to Iraq's oil? T. Boone Pickens says yes, and by we, I mean American-based private corporations. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Annie in Fort Collins. Annie, you're on AM 760.
Hi. I think that American oil companies should have disqualified themselves or been disqualified by the Bush administration for ever going for any of the oil, considering that we should have had to prove that that's why we didn't invade them. That's what we said. You wouldn't expect somebody like Pickens to, you know, I mean, what he said is appalling, but it's not surprising. He is a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a ranch down there right on the border, so they're building that walls to keep the immigrants out, but he doesn't want any wall on his property, so they're not putting it there.
And you make it a good point in the sense that if George W. Bush's legacy, if the neoconservative legacy of denying that this was about oil is going to survive, you would think that neoconservative political funders, of which T. Boone Pickens is, would, and granted he is that, and but he's also a an oil man, of course. So there are two potentially conflicting agendas there. But you would think the neoconservatives would actually not want American companies to have preferential treatment for fear that it would increase the argument or intensify the argument that this was about oil.
Exactly. But the bigger point is that you have to think about the Iraqi people and how repugnant it must be to them to think that they're going to be giving their oil to, even if they like Americans, they just understand that we have a terrible government there. It's just got to be repugnant for them to think that our oil is going to, after all this, go to an American company. So
yeah, and again, it was either about democracy or it was about oil. It can't be both because the Iraqi people, according to polls, 2-1 are against foreign ownership of Iraqi oil. So it's either we were there and we want to create a democracy that's responsive to the Iraqi people, or we were there for oil. It can't be both. Hey, thanks for the call, Annie. Ed in Lakewood. Ed, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how's it going, Dave?
All right, man.
Hey, I think somebody might, I don't know if anybody's pointed this out or not, but back during the first Gulf War, I remember when Saddam Hussein left over there and he blew all the wells up and he set all those fires.
Mm-hmm.
And our guys went over there, and they said it'd be burning for 1,000 years. And we went over there 18 months and had them out. I don't know. It seems to me like we got a lot of time invested over there, a lot of money. And then back in the 40s and 50s, we helped develop those fields. So I think we should have a little bit of an edge. Maybe not, you know.
Well, Ed, I would suggest that we probably – I put it this way. It's probably a safe bet that we have an inherent economic edge, meaning that it's very, very possible that a lot of U.S.-based multinational oil companies are better prepared to make good bids for Iraq's oil business than other companies, other countries' companies. That's absolutely true. The question is whether it should be a congressional or U.S. government policy. Right, I mean that was T. Boone Pickens was talking to members of Congress about what our foreign policy should be. I got no problem with us, you know, the American government, you know, wanting or our U.S.-based multinational corporations to make good bids. I would have a problem with us trying to get the Iraqis, for instance, to legislate that into their laws in their parliament. Right.
Yeah, I would too. I don't agree with that at all. I think as far as we shouldn't be anybody different, maybe a little bit, like I said, a little bit of an edge because we've got a lot of time, money invested over there. But I don't think they should make it a law. We have a right to it. Nobody else does.
Yeah, and I don't even, and the thing is, there's a gray area too. It might not just be a law. It's like, you know, are we going to use diplomatic pressure? Are we going to use military pressure? You know, that's where it starts to get into a really ugly kind of thing. You know, we already were trying to, quote unquote, help write the Iraqi oil law, right? It's a question of how much exertion should our U.S. government put into trying to get preferential treatment. And I think you really run the risk of looking like an imperialist power, which is antithetical to the idea of creating an Iraqi democracy and to tamping down anti-American sentiment in the Middle East. Hey, Ed, thanks for the call. 9:52 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. CDOT crews did just clean up those crashes on northbound I-25. First one around Emerson Street, another one up around, or actually the first one was at Santa Fe, the other one at 6th Avenue, but both those gone. Still some heavy delays back around Emerson Street. Southbound side also struggling coming into downtown. I-70 past Spear, but speeds in at least the 30s and 40s, and that stretch Out of DIA, they are kind of busy, though. Wait time for security, just about 10 minutes. East Economy Lot is full for you. Both directions of 70 now open. It was closed overnight and early this morning due to some adverse weather conditions. Pavement still slick, slushy, and wet. Also snowy, icing conditions on 25 down south between New Mexico and Colorado over Raton Pass. Forecast, patchy morning fog becoming mostly cloudy. Still cold, highs in the upper 40s. Right now, 38 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Whether you rent or own your home, Shelter Insurance has options to help keep you covered. Ask about their discounts for adding car insurance, too, by calling 1-800-SHELTER or find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. Seek shelter today.
Our democracy has been seized by socio and psychopaths who are the so.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there. Spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
It makes me angry that most businesses play by the rules and use software legally. My company did not. I don't have any regrets about reporting software piracy. I would do it again.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
South of the winter, that should come as very good news. Even better, pick an Energy Star qualified furnace and enjoy 15% more energy efficiency plus lower energy bills. Make the most of a chilly situation with special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 28th, U.S. only. See store for details.
As a small business owner, you need three things. Customers, customers, and more customers. So you figure a website could help a lot. So you find a web building tutorial filled with words like HTML and ping and punctuation marks from keys you didn't even know your keyboard had. There's an easier way. Make your own website with Intuit Websites. It's easy. Just pick a style, add pictures, and add your own words. If you need help, just pick up the phone and a real live human will be glad to help. Intuit Websites is just $4.99 a month. Try it for free at Intuit.com.
Fox News and their Republican collaborators are the enemy of America. They're the enemy of anybody who cares about health care in this country, the enemy of anybody who cares about educating their children, the enemy of everybody who wants energy independence or anything for good for this country, and certainly the enemy of peace. There's no doubt about that. They are the enemy.
That was Congressman Alan Grayson on the Ed Schultz Show. I just wanted to play that clip. Congressman Grayson, a friend of the show, has been on the show, becoming a bigger and bigger name in Democratic politics. I couldn't agree with him more. I've been invited on Fox a couple times lately, and I basically said no. I think they have gone from a conservative-leaning news organization to a completely irresponsible and totally partisan propaganda operation. And I think Alan Grayson is right to just say it like it is. Absolutely. I think he's absolutely right. And I think the White House is right to not deal with them. I don't think the Obama administration is seeking payback. I don't think it's about revenge. I think it's about looking at a news organization the way it really is, which is, again, not a legitimate news organization. And so this whole quote-unquote controversy about Fox News and the White House, I don't think it's a controversy at all. Ralph in Colorado Springs. Ralph, you got about 30 seconds. You're the last call of the day.
Okay, American corporations are American only as long as they choose to be. It's only where you're incorporated. Anytime you want to get out of U.S. law, you incorporate in Kuwait. Look at the KBR.
Yep, that's right.
Anytime you want a bunch of foreigners to own American assets, like the majority shareholder of Citicorp used to be Saudis, you basically buy U.S. stock. There's no such thing as an American corporation. It's simply a bunch of people that incorporated in the United States for a period of time until they choose to go elsewhere.
That's exactly right. And I think that, you know, we have got to update the way we talk about these issues, because that is the reality, and that means the whole concept of economic patriotism is a concept that needs a lot more nuance. Thanks for the call, Ralph. All right, that's the show. Thanks to John Turk and Alex Kaplan for making this show what it was and is today. We'll see you tomorrow. Drive safe out there and stay warm.
Don't do it. Don't buy hardwood floors until you've checked out Lumber Liquidators. If you've already made your purchase, refuse delivery and get a refund now. And take all the boxes back. Don't waste your money. Lumber Liquidators can beat every price you've ever seen on hardwood flooring. Save hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars at Lumber Liquidators. To prove it, we'll give you a free full-color catalog now. You won't believe the beautiful top-quality hardwood, hand-scraped bamboo, or cork and laminate floors you can have at these incredible prices. You must see to believe. Even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Our prices are incredibly low because we only sell hardwood flooring. No fancy overhead, no fooling around. Want high quality at the absolute lowest prices anywhere? We can ship directly to you. Or stop by any location in your area. Call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-5790. Call 800-580-5790. That's 800-580-5790.
If you're really hungry, then get online at am760.net and click Bargain Watch. You can buy a $50 gift certificate to Rodizio Grill for just $25. Great deals and savings just like this one brought to you by Comcast.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver.